Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's not funny. Everyone, it's Carly. Yes, the 12th of May, and the Emmys will, the Emmy nominations were today, and we are going to talk a lot about that because, you know, I feel like a lot of good people were frequently wrongfully left out of the list, and, you know, it's wrong. Oh, hi, okay. Oh, all my little peeps are in this album. Hi, Jason and Elizabeth fan. I know my co-host for the evening, Bridget, will call in, so I won't have to talk to myself. Terry will be here a little later, she's in class. I hate Wednesdays, but that's just me. So, yeah, there is a lot of things to cover. Yeah, I might not seem too objective tonight because I'm kind of on the warpath with these, Emmys things. Because, you know what? They do leave people out. They do, and they don't even really care that they are doing it. It's morally wrong. It's actively wrong. It's all this, and it's about time it pisses me off, And, okay, people in the room, Salvum, I hope you can hear me, and I hope I get some callers, because we have an hour and 55 minutes, so, no, to be honest, people, I know there's a lot of Jonathan Jackson fans, but, I'm a Bradford fan, and I'm over the moon for him, but why do they have to put Lucky and my husband pinned against each other? Because we know at the end of the day who's going to fucking win is going to be Zay Zay. It's going Oh, yay. Okay, I'm bringing my little co-host on, Brenda. Yay!
Yay! I'm not so little, but, you know.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I'm just...
If DJ wins, I will slit his throat.
Wait, if who wins?
JJ wins.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
And you know what? You know what? You and I, we are both of us. You know, I mean, you know how much I love Brad food. So I was over
I
the moon.
But Becky should have been on there. That is a
thank pleasure. You. You know, okay, that's the other discussion I want to have with you people tonight because the way I felt like, okay, I thought, what dramatic thing did Diane do?
Comic relief. She was comic
okay,
relief.
So,
that's all she was.
Okay, so all of a sudden, because this comic relief that, yeah, okay, well, and, well, you and I are happy with the men's, the leading guy thing category. Did you see that?
I didn't see the leading. I just saw the supporting stuff. So
okay,
I was a little behind on
the
leading
okay,
stuff.
Okay, the leading, I wish I knew how the link stopped, but the leading, no one from ZH got it.
Oh, I figured that.
Well, yeah, me too. And I've been laughing over this one the whole day.
They didn't even get writing either, which is great because they didn't deserve it either.
Well, last year, was it last year when they won?
Yes,
Miami?
And they didn't
okay.
deserve that either.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. I thought they won for the engagement.
Well, yeah, but
okay.
still, I mean.
Well, I know. I mean, this, but what really surprised me with the men's category was you have EJ, you know, from the Days of Our Life.
Uh-huh.
You have Peter Bergman. I know there's a couple of people I'm leaving out. There's a guy from At the Routoons. And, you know, anyone in the room, if I'm leaving people out, please tell
isn't
me.
Isn't there somebody from Guiding Light, too? That's
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know what? I hope Sully's okay. She usually calls in by now.
Oh, I'm sure she'll show up here shortly.
And so, yeah, and then making me really mad about what went on because, you know, I thought, okay, I thought, we are going to see Becky's name. Last night when I went to bed, I was so certain that we were going to see Becky's name that, you know, I did my little happy dance. My little happy dance didn't survive it. And then I'm like, okay, Laura White is going to get it. Laura White's going to get it. I kept saying that to myself. And then Sheila Brown got it. And I'm like,
But, you know, you can't fault her for that because she did really well. I hope she does win it because she did awesome, Claudia. You got to give her props for that.
Christy, you're on mail.
Oh, hey, everyone. I thought I'd call in for a few minutes, even though I really shouldn't because I have to get up super early tomorrow morning for work, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm a nighttime person, so.
Yeah, we all know you're a nighttime person, bud.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Big time. And I haven't called into your show in a while, so I thought, why not?
Why not? So did you look at any of the nominations today?
No, I have no idea. What's going on with nominations for what, daytime
well,
Emmys?
Yeah, daytime Emmys. And...
Yeah. I'm a little out of the loop, as always.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, but, you know, what really surprised me was even the talk show thingy, Bridget and Christy, The View only got one of them. After The View actually had a really good year, and they got beat by, I believe it was Evan or Waits Away. And I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, I was very bad. I almost fell off my bed after seeing that. I'm like, wow. So, no, I just thought it was You know, and I T-voted because I thought it was on the early show, and I'm like, okay, do I really want to wake up at 7? But I woke up at 8:30, and it showed at 8:45 the thing, and I took away from that. Oh, and Bree Williams from One Life to Live got it in her category. I'm trying to, oh. Yeah, and Zuli Berman got it, and Bratha got it, Jonathan got it. I think that's it for the ZH people. Oh, Sierra Brown got it, and, you know, yeah, but it was like a weird, like, everyone who's in all these categories, some of them have never been in these categories before, so it's kind of nice not to see all these names over and over.
I got the email about the daytime Emmy stuff. I just haven't looked at it because I don't check my Yahoo email that often. I have, like, two, one that's, like, professional and one that's just sort of, like, personal. So I did get it now that you mentioned it, so... Now I'm going to look over it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Outstanding
Gay Drama Series, General Hospital. Really? Okay. I know people still, like, watch the show and everything, but me, I'm, like, still, there's only, like, one thing I watch for, and that's pretty much, like, on YouTube, is Dante and Lulu. That's it. I don't really like the show. It's just that.
Well,
that's it. If they did a whole hour on Dante and Lulu, that would be better than the overall show right now. To me, anyway. To me. That's just me personally. But whatever. Good for Hospital, I guess. Even though I think... Well, I mean, their writing, I think, has improved a little bit in the past year. But, I mean... For me, it hasn't been the same for, like, 2 or 3 years for me because they concentrate so much more on the mob than they do on the actual hospital.
Oh, okay. We have another phone call. So
oh, cool.
Hold on, Chris.
Okay.
Hi, Shirley.
Hey, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, Shirley.
Hi. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day?
Yeah, Wednesday's hump day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wasn't
aware. What got it? I'm reading it here. Oh, we are talking about the Daytime Emmy Awards, silly. But,
Oh, my God. General Hospital's nominated in a lot.
Okay, well, and the outside leading actors are Zalna Lindstrom from At the Platoon, EJ Scott from Days of a Life, and Peter Bookman from Young and the Restless. Well, they nailed their thing. It used to be 5 people that was in each category. Now it's only 3.
Well, I'm rooting for Peter Bergman.
I agree with you on that.
He is one of the mainstays of YNR. I love Peter Bergman. But I also... where Becky, I was hoping she might get a nod, but apparently she didn't.
Yeah, we will.
No.
And whereas her co-star, Jonathan Jackson, got it, you know, but I figured as much. I figured he was going to get it. But he might not win, though, because he's got some kind of stiff,
Yeah, he's in.
I don't think he could. He could. I mean, I was pissed that he was even nominated. But you have to give him his props. Whatever he did, I guess he did well. He's not a bad actor. He's a pretty good actor. But for the shit that they're giving him for, you know, all the name callings and everything else. I mean,
yeah, and
you know,
Chris loves Mac. I hope I'm saying this right. I agree with the guy that played EJ from Zoop. He deserves an officer. I was shocked. Addison Sweeney was on there. You know what? Actually, I was too. Because she's had a really good year too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and you know who I'm always mad that never gets the recognition ever? is Doll from One Life to Live.
Mm.
You know, because, I mean, you know, she's a good little actress, and she's been there so long. And
which one is this?
That's Star. The girl that plays Star Manny.
The young girl.
The young girl.
Was she nominated for Young Actor when she first started?
Mm-hmm.
I think she was.
Oh, she was? Okay.
I think she was
nominated for Rising Star or something like that,
or what
they do for the time. Yeah, with Soap Stars or whatever.
Yeah, for the young leading actors is Bill from Bold and the Beautiful. Days of Our Life is Real Horton General Hospital, which I was not surprised. Drew Garrett.
I was happy for him.
Yeah, me too. And
he
Guiding Light, who played James Spalding. And One Life to Live, Scott Clifton for Skyler.
Mm. Oh, he got nominated. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. What show? Didn't he go to another soap?
He went to One Life to Live. He went from ZH to One Life to Live. Right? You guys like my on that?
They
haven't picked him up on anything since.
No.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. But I'm very happy for him, though. I'm very happy that he got nominated.
Heck, I'm happy that Bradford got nominated.
I'm happy for him, too. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, thanks, Thanks, Christy. But
I want Bradford
to nominate before, though, hasn't he? Hasn't he been nominated before? Has he won? I know he's been nominated.
He was nominated.
Oh, okay.
He's up against someone else from General Hospital in that category, isn't he?
Him and J.J. Bolt.
Yes.
He's up against Jonathan.
Yes.
Oh, see, I bet Jonathan
sort of chalk it up to him,
I would love to know what Emmy Real Jonathan Jackson submitted. I'm just good because I think I know. I think it's the day that he just ripped Becky a new one.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel. That's what he got nominated for because he went off. I said, this is it.
It's almost like, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to, it's almost like that Eugenie came back for, that month and a half she was on, and she got it, and her and Rebecca was in the same, up against each other, and I thought it was Rebecca's year, 2 years ago, she should have got it.
Right.
And I thought,
her and Steve should have both been nominated back then. That's when, they were really, hot and heavy, and they were doing fabulous scenes together, and I said, this is their year. Wrong, I want to know who is on this panel of judges who...
That's what I
would
love to know, too.
Are they other actors? Are they people in management? I mean, who are these jerks? Because some of the nominees, I don't get. Like they have GH Best Outstanding. What's it? Outstanding Drama. I don't think so. I said, who's watching? Is anybody watching this show? that has any kind of.
Oh,
brain?
You know what is so funny? Outstanding Achievement for a casting director. For a drama series, All My Children in General Hospital.
Well, they shouldn't have recasted Michael. And then I just noticed the other day they recasted Morgan, and I was like, what the heck? What is wrong with this show? But then I was like, well, I guess if you're going to recast Michael, then the natural thing to do is to recast Morgan.
Well, Morgan is because Morgan had the last Morgan had a show, and they couldn't coincide with GH in the show that he was on. So that's why they put him.
So is this like a permanent recast?
Good for him. He'll go on to
All right. Well, yeah. He's a cute kid. He could be, like, on Disney Channel, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, you know, whoever knows who got a mail gun, I do not want to know because I'm T-boning it, and I really don't want to know. Oh,
okay.
And by the way, I don't want to know the results of American
Idol.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, but you and I and Bridget and, well, when Terry comes along, we are mad. Guess who sold their account suddenly now?
What?
You guys. Happy Town.
Good.
Oh, my gosh, already?
Good.
Let me tell you something, Carly. I never even watched it.
I was watching it tonight because my sister and I watch it, you know, and I call her up. I said, do you really not understand what's going on? It's like black comedy or something. I mean, it's stupid, and I don't really know who's who. So tonight I just turned it off, and I went back to my ball game. I said, I can't deal with this. You know, this is not good. So what, they had, two shows now, and they canceled? Good. Cause
yeah,
we all suck big time, big time. You know, they suck. And I'm going to tell you which show is really very good is V. That is good.
Yep.
That is so good, boy. I know it's sci-fi and all that. I'm really basically not a sci-fi person, but this is a good show. The acting's good. You can understand what the hell's going on, and it's a good show. But Happy Town, good. I'm happy about that.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm kind of, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, I took off my DVR, I mean, my TiVo when I heard that. I'm like, why am I going to get invested in it so that's only here for, like, 3 more episodes and then they are canceling it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't, like you said, it was a very, very, very dark drama, too. I mean, when you have
go ahead.
No, when you have a guy, you know, taking an axe or whatever to his hand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was kind of surprised that they were canceled after 2 shows, but...
This is really bad. It's really
yes.
bad. Oh, boy. Well,
I mean,
so we'll see what happens.
Oh, Brandy in the room goes, I read today they were moving Happy Town to Zune. Well, okay, Brand. Well, I was reading they were going to do like 3 more episodes in Zune and then cancel it all together. Because the ratings.
Cancel it now.
mm-hmm, yeah, that's what I think.
Cancel it right away.
Don't
prolong
that's,
the ad.
That's a lot of money to waste just to be canceled after so many episodes. I mean, that's a big chunk
Carly.
Of money to spend.
Sure it is. You know, I mean, people are invested in that, and oh well, but there are no guarantees, so whatever.
Yeah, I was just, you know, when I heard that, I'm like, well, they don't give them, like, much, you know, time to... Like, turn around and stuff. Oh, and while Christy is on the air, we are having Lanes on Radio on Friday night, correct?
Well, yeah, the time might change. I'm hoping that I won't have to change it, but I am working on Friday, and I don't know what my call time is. I know my call time for tomorrow, so if it's that same call time for Friday, too, then there's a chance that it'll still be at 9 o'clock. But it's not that I might change it to, like, 10 o'clock, or I might postpone it till Saturday night. So, but I'll put it on the Twitter and the Facebook pages and email people on the mailing list. So you'll know about it, and you can always check the website to see when it's updated. So.
I think we should have another fun late-on radio show like the other time. I think we all need that, Christy, after a long week.
Wild
I think
crazy night, huh?
Okay. But you deleted it, which is so sad.
Oh, that was the drunk show. See, that's not professional.
Okay.
When that radio show's on my resume, I can't, you know, have that on there and then freaking film people look that up and go, wow, this girl's freaking crazy and she's drunk and, like, that's not professional. Like, people are just going to, like, think bad things, think that I'm not, like, a professional worker or something, you know?
Well, you're a professional drunk. I mean, they
don't care about that. I am a professional drunk. I try to be on the radio show, but... You know, me and Kayla were, like, taking shots during the radio show. I took, like, shots of vodka that night, okay? I was not in my right mind, all right?
Oh, God, the best kind of show, the best kind of show. Oh, wow, that's too funny. Sorry, I missed that one.
Yeah, well, I have it on my computer in an MP3. I copied it, you know, and I did it. I put it on my iTunes, and then I copied, you know, because I downloaded the MP3 of it before I yanked it off my... Long talk. So I have it still, but like, if anyone actually really wants to listen to it, you can email me and I'll email you the MP3.
Oh, that
and
like
you
fun.
Can just laugh for like 2 hours at complete random drunken silliness.
Yeah, nothing's wrong with that. I think it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
It was actually. I mean, it was
like
when
you called
in,
Carly.
It was like a girls' night out, right? It was like a girls' night out.
Yeah, that's what it was. A girls' night in, really.
Well,
girls' night in or whatever, sideways, whatever. But
we played Wii. I was drunk. We played Wii. I had a Wii that gave 49 when I played it sober, and then I got it down to 38 when I was drunk.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know how that happened, but it's weird because they do these little balance tests and stuff, and that's how they, like, they tell you what your Wii age is based on, like, BMI and all this stuff. So that is fun. I'm like, well, good. Physically, I do feel 38, which is a really bad thing. But... Whatever, it's fun. It's fun playing
this. So, yeah, that's why I said, you know, we said this. You know, I know there will be episodes like that coming up in July for Terry and I. So, this, people, be aware. And it says for the Emmys, like, Agnes Nixon is to receive the Lifetime Achievement.
God bless her. Yeah, good for her. Agnes Nixon. She's the last of the good writers.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, oh, well, I'm sure they will do a really good thing, a little thing with Frances Reed and Zane Mitchell on there. They probably will do a better thing on the daytime. I mean, the homage to Zane Mitchell than AMC did with Zane Mitchell. Because that was, you know, crazy. Okay, you guys, I've been wanting to talk Days of Our Life all day because I think that show is funny, crazy, and, yay! We have another call. Hey, you.
Hi, I can only talk for like a though. I don't know if we were having a break in class. We kind of got into a little group, but everybody's like talking and, you know, the teacher stepped out. So I thought maybe I should go take my little break right now. So so what have we been talking about? I know you probably had your little rant. I know you probably had your little rant earlier.
Okay,
about,
my little rant. Yeah, okay, my little rant did not last long because I thought it would be only fitting to wait until you get here. But I will wait until you get back after class, and then I have my troll rant. No, we are talking about mostly like the Emmys and...
I'm doing
the
cholera one. I'm doing the first 7 questions on the cholera. Yeah.
So this is, you guys, this is the story at its best.
We're actually doing
eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping
on other people.
I'm getting a peek of Terry's personal life. I feel like I'm, you know, like I'm, geez, I mean, should I be really listening to all of this?
Yes, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm not sure.
Oh, God, Terry, she makes me laugh.
Yeah. Will you just
So, Christy, how the New Orleans weather is it? Has it been good?
Oh, it's freaking hot. It's going to be hot. And I'm working, and I'm going to be on this bridge in my car all day, and it's going to be like freaking 85 to 90 degrees. So I bought a water spring fan so I could have a fan in the car because they said we might not be able to run our air conditioning during filming. So I had to get a fan. Portable
fan. What are you filming,
Kristen? Yeah.
What are you filming?
It's some independent film called Jeff Who Lives at Home, and who owns casting is doing this extra work for it, so they get to use my car and this bridge scene, whatever it is, and then I just sit there all day and basically do nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's really easy.
Hello?
It's really easy work.
I'm so sorry. I was like talking
to
you.
I was wondering what was all the background noise about.
I think you were the background noise. I just love your life. I mean, every aspect of it.
I just love
your personal life, your showers, you're going to the bathroom, talking to your friends.
Dog farting.
Dog
farting. Oh, my God. In the group tonight.
Burping at the phone.
One of my group members in one of my classes tonight said, you know what, Terry, you're like really happy and cheery. You're like loud, too. And I'm like, you know what, I'm like... I know I am loud. I'm pretty loud. I can be. Like, if I'm in a restaurant, people have to, like, push me, you know, if I'm really loud in a restaurant or something.
Oh, boy.
We're having a potluck next week, so we've kind of been, I walked into my class. I was kind of late. I was eating some Chinese food, and I walked into my class, like, so I was like, oh, there she is. There's Terry. I'm like, what? What's going on? And they're like, you're bringing carrot cake next week. I'm like, okay, I guess.
You're right. You're
my
bringing name, what?
My carrot cake. I'm making homemade
carrot cake. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so everybody is requesting me. They're all, you're bringing your carrot cake, right? I'm like, yeah, I will. I'm like,
can
I make one or two?
They're telling you.
I know they're requesting it from me. And I go, your name's already down there. I'm like, what? My name's already down there? And they're like, no, just kidding. I'm like, give me the paper. I'll write my name and carrot cake down there. So
all right.
I don't need to eat all day. On Wednesday, next Wednesday, so I'm kidding.
All right.
I could
so what's happening
something.
With the upcoming Lays on Love scenes? Anybody heard anything?
There is?
That's new to me.
Actually, there is going to be a couple scenes coming between Steve and Becky when Steve gets himself hood in jail.
Really?
Back up.
You know, I thought you said
Becky
Liaison.
And Steve, when?
When Jason will end up going to prison to help Michael. There's going to be a fight in prison. Jason's going to get beat up. And then...
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that like
a laugh or something? Were you like,
yeah,
kind of like
laughing
or something?
I mean, it's so crazy. He's going to jail. It's just, the whole storyline is so crazy.
Well, come on, you guys. Okay. Jason forgot Sam's birthday.
I was just
going to
say that.
Okay.
Wasn't that funny?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but when Cardi started blaming Liz for her indiscretion with Sunny in the beginning of the night.
I'll call in later, okay?
Okay, see you later.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
That really kind of perturbed me.
Well, after all this time, she's still bringing that up?
Well, her and Sunny are talking, and she goes, if I want to blame people, I'll start with Elizabeth. If she hadn't run into Jason's arms and Kelly's, I wouldn't have ran to you and slept with you. I mean, hello. She made her choice to go screw Sunny.
Exactly.
All they did was dance at Kelly's. There was no sexing it up or nothing. I mean, when she said that, I was just like, you've got to be kidding me.
But that's not even the point. I mean, you look at all three of these idiots. I mean, Sonny and Carly and Jason, they are the reason why this kid is in jail. And he's partially the problem, too, because he made certain – choices. You know, I mean, he's not altogether innocent. But to have Jason, I mean, it sounds funny because Jason goes in there to protect him, and he gets his ass beat. I mean, they have to. So what do? So is that spoiler correct? Did they bring him to General Hospital, and he says Sam's name and this?
I don't know. That's, you know, I don't know.
I think that's crap. I think that's crap. I don't think
okay. That's
really true. I don't think that's true.
I'll believe it when I see it on my screen. That's all I got to say.
I don't think they're going to have any scenes together. But like I said, I'll believe it when I...
Because those spoilers came from Dee Dee, and anything that comes out of Devil's Den is a full of...
Yeah.
I mean, you got to pick and choose out of them spoilers.
Yeah.
I don't believe it until I see it either. Because it would plausible liaison seem like the next person. I don't even care what it is. But if I don't see it on my screen, then it's... Definitely ain't happening, you know.
Right. Exactly.
I hope they have, you know, kind of have some more interaction this summer, and eventually, like, I think they need to rebuild their friendship now, because they're kind of, like, so far removed from each other, they kind of have to rebuild that a little bit.
But, you know, I love the best rumor of the day, though. Sam needs a kidney transplant.
Yeah, I heard that one too. It's like, my gosh.
Oh, they're really going over the top now. A kidney transplant? Why
well, she needs to quit drinking all that alcohol.
Now, is this on the show or is this real life? No, I think that's the liver she should have problems with.
Yeah.
Not her kidneys.
I know.
And why does she have to... have a kid.
It's all that coffee she's been serving.
No, well, that Chinese food.
Oh, my gosh. A kidney transplant.
Sorry, but why does she have to park her ass at the penthouse for her birthday with Molly? She has her own goddamn house to live in.
Yeah.
Hello. Why is she a permanent fixture in that damn penthouse again?
She might as well move in. I mean, she's there most of the time.
Oh, bite your tongue, Shirley. She's already parked her ass.
Come on. I mean, isn't she there whenever he comes in? So I hear she's always there serving up
Chinese
food.
Oh, yeah, heck.
She
comes and goes as she pleases now.
Yep.
Please.
But, you know... What really perturbs me is he can forget his own son's birthday, I mean, to take care of his nephew, not his son, his nephew. I mean,
But Elizabeth forgot her own kid's birthday, too.
Well, the thing is, she wasn't even on. She was too busy trying to get Maxie to... Well, I think that was the reason why they wanted to go to
college. Yeah, I watched that scene on YouTube, and she goes into where is she? Is that Jake's that she was in?
Yeah.
Why was
she? Because she called Lucky to ask him if he wants to meet him at Kelly's for dinner. And he says, no, I've got plans. And she heard Maxie's voice at Jake's playing pool with Lucky.
So
she went in to speak her piece. And, yeah.
So this is the same Lucky she wasn't in love with 2 years ago, but all of a sudden there's this great love, and she's running after him and chasing him and show her little jealousy towards Maxie. I mean, how bad can the writing get for this show? Come on. Do they really think that we have forgotten all the things? Look, even all the things Becky said in the damn magazine. She explained what each relationship was, you know, when it comes to Lucky, when it came to, what's his name?
Nick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and even Jason. And now all of a sudden she's got this great love.
Yeah.
She wants to have this wonderful family together with teenage werewolf. I mean,
and wasn't 2 years ago when Lucky put... Jason and Zale, she looked at Lucky like, I'm never going to forgive you for this. How dare you kind of look? Okay, and you know what? You know, and another thing, I'm sick of, I don't think they are going to be, having a full romance for long, but You know, writers, wake up. Jason and Lucky had never been friends the whole time Greg Vaughn was on
yep.
the Spook and Soul.
Right. Yep.
Was,
and now they're best buds.
Yeah, it was JJ on site, Zeno Hospital, but JJ looks about 15. Not the same age as Becky. He looks like him and Lulu could date. Well, that would be incest and wrong. But my point is, what was my point? Oh, yeah, my point was, okay, fine. My point was, JJ.
You're
up there.
I know how that is.
Yeah. The point is, JJ to never went back as the eighth because, you know, let's do a Jeannie Francis. Let's come back for 6 months, win a damn Emmy, and then leave. You know, I'm sorry, but that just ticks me off because I just see, you know, I know he's going to win. I don't want him to win. I will slay his throat if he wins. Bridget said that originally tonight. I'm just copying someone else.
I'll take his ass out.
go ahead, Bridget. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But
well, the thing is, he told
so
Lulu he should have turned the other way for Michael. Greg Vaughn's character would have never turned away.
Oh, you better believe
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. That is a crock of crap. I mean, they have written this so far-fetched. It's stupid.
I know. It's stupid. To me, it's so insulting to the fans. You know, they're trying to say, oh, we're a bunch of idiots. We can be trained. They'll go along with anything we write. I mean, this is what I get out of it, you know. Don't they realize how many people have actually stopped watching this show? And then over the course
well,
of
you
the
know,
summer, who knows
Front
how many people are going to leave permanently, you know?
Front's explanation on ratings is they checked the ratings for Hulu.com and for ABC.com, too. So the internet people watching, too, they count that, too. So he thinks
they
it's
really
just
now?
He thinks that it's no big deal. Well, I'm sorry to him. Keep on writing this shit, and they won't have a soap opera left.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, they
sad but true.
Soap at this, you know.
I mean, how many times are Sunny and Carly going to screw, and the next thing out of her mouth is says, you can't see the boys ever again?
I mean, true that.
I mean, you know, been there, done that. Every time. So let's move on. Let's do something different.
That's awful. That's awful. So they screwed today, Carly.
Oh yeah.
Sunny,
they got drunk and had their monkey whatever. And then the second she got her clothes back on, you can't see the kids ever again, and Jackson's gonna
so Carly and Sunny
could have
sex today.
Oh.
Yeah, they did.
I knew
yep.
when he kissed her, something was going to happen. Like,
oh,
mm-hmm.
they did it. The last segment.
Something.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Same old, same old. Just flip the page.
Oh, yeah.
Same
just,
shit,
they
different
might as well
year.
Just copy the scripts and just redate them because they keep
really,
doing it over,
the same
and, over,
thing
over again.
And over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
I wish
sorry,
I wish somebody would sit down and watch Y&R and see what a good soap opera is all about.
Because
Y&R is it was good today. It was good today.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean Y&R is good, and but so Days of Our Life for now too.
Mm-hmm.
Days of Our Life is really good.
I haven't watched it today.
Oh, and I think Hannah's the one who pushed Cole's mom down, Marty down the stairs.
That's what I thought too.
I knew it. I knew it was her.
Who's
yep.
Hannah?
Hannah, the girl that's after Cole.
Yep.
The psycho girl that swallowed all the pills and was
okay.
Cole.
So Hannah, who's Hannah's mom?
I don't know. I don't think any. I don't think she's even part of.
Okay.
Hannah.
Cause, no, I just thought, because I thought, maybe, you know, at first I thought, oh, my God, are they bringing her on, like, for, like, a, oh, my God, you know, Pal, like, Pal's daughter or whatever. I mean, that would be the ultimate revenge on Todd and Marty.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, Todd got them to thinking, and now McBain is thinking, uh-oh, something's up now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's following Hannah. And, yeah, that's going to be interesting. Because, see, Friday they start the big saw play or whatever.
All the musical they got going.
Yeah, for prom, and they're doing that big song thing on Friday.
Mm.
See, they need to do more. I like it when they do that stuff. And they
I
have bands and people,
you know,
performing.
It's something different.
Up.
Yeah, GA should break up, you know, do something like that to break up all this mob crap they got.
You know what? You know what? I would love.
You know?
And
well,
Natalie's
I mean, not even that, you know. I mean, you know, because I know one thing about One Life to Live, they have different performers on the show, you know, different acts that come in and do. I don't think, has GH ever had anybody to come on
yes,
the show? They,
yes,
way
they
back
have.
When,
way
back,
back
when Luke had his Blue Club. Blue Club.
Yeah,
oh,
all performance. Every performer. There were so many. I think, and maybe Blizzard could, you know, tell me if I'm wrong. I think even Sammy Davis Jr. was even on the.
Yeah,
no,
he
how,
did. He was in the Blues Club. With Luke
I
had his
remember.
Blues Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, there's like, what else? Like, you know, there's been a lot of acts when Luke had his Blues Club. Well, now that, you know, now that it's not on, you know, he doesn't have that because he had the Haunted Star. Well, I'd rather have his Blues Club than the Haunted Star.
I know.
Do they really show the Haunted Star? I mean, do they really show that?
Well,
yeah. Oh,
yeah. In,
yeah. I know a couple of times when I watched it, you know, but then you don't see it for a while. I guess that was some place for Luke to hang out in, you know. I mean, what else is he doing?
Yeah. Oh, Christy, are you falling asleep on us?
Yeah. No, I'm still here. I'm just on my computer.
Okay, well, because you said, you know, I should be in bed, blah, so I was.
I know, but I don't follow that. I don't even follow my own rules.
Yeah. I like the Taya and Blair friendship.
Yeah, okay.
I like it. Their camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. What did Taya have? Am I
She's got a brain tumor.
That's what I thought.
She's got a
and you know
four,
what's so funny? Didn't Blair have that a couple of years ago?
No, she had. Oh, what did she have?
Because she accused someone of rape, and then they took a thing of her brain, and they discovered something was wrong with her head, and I thought it was a brain tumor.
I don't think it was a tumor, but there was something neurological or something like that in her brain. But, yeah, I like it how they're getting along and stuff like that. But Todd's sure putting in the bug in the ear with everything, and Star, she's right on top of that, boy. She's after that Hannah chick like you wouldn't believe. She's a mini Todd.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Well, you know,
she'd be ruthless if she wants to be.
You know, and I just think, in a way, that's good because, you know, I mean, I think Star is that fiery character who's not going to take, you know, everything because, you know, everyone wants, you know, who to do. And, you know, I'm sort of feeling sorry for Langston in a way that, you know, people are calling.
I don't know, because she brought it all on herself, though. I mean, she could have told Ford she was with.
Yeah.
I mean, instead of screwing behind his back. I mean, that's, she's a little selfish, I think. She's playing two sides of the coin, and it's going to catch up to her.
Okay, I want this whole thing on Days of Our Life with Easy to come out before all of us die. Please, God.
It will, because Rafe is going to tell Sammy, and it's going to shit's going to hit the fan.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I
oh,
man.
Gosh.
I can't wait
until
EJ
thank
gets
you
it.
So
oh.
Much.
And when Sammy gets evil, he better watch out because she will nail him to the wall.
He will take those kids. He will never see those kids.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep.
You know?
And you know what? I wonder if she will have a little, oh, gosh, what was, oh, like a little revenge on Stefano a little because Stefano knew all along and Stefano did not say anything. So I'm just wondering, is Sammy going to leave some crap on Stefano? I think she should, in
well,
my
she's
opinion.
She's probably going to leave crap on all of them, Carly.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
The whole
good.
Kate knows, too.
All
Kate's involved,
them.
Too.
Kate
knows about it, too. So
I
she's
forgot Kate knows. Oh, my God. Oh, God. You
so
know,
is this all going to take place within the next couple of weeks or so?
Like in the next week or so, because he's already filming Anna telling the truth.
And
oh,
yeah,
okay.
And
yeah, they're
okay.
doing that right now.
Right,
he's
right,
he's,
right,
he's,
right,
he's
and the
everything.
Yeah, the actress. And I can never get her
Calliope.
Name.
Calliope.
Yeah, Calliope.
She is a trip. She has.
Oh my God, I love
her. It's funny.
You know, and it's so funny when. Seems like Eugene and I are having tax problems, and I'm like, you know, but I'm sorry, I am liking the Maggie and Victor thing.
I like
Maggie and Victor. I know Victor's a real son of a bitch, but he's you know he's got a good heart though. I mean, for people that he cares about, you know.
Oh yeah,
he's very protective.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you know what? I wish Vivian would like leave the next country.
I wish Carly would shoot her. I just wish Carly
yeah,
would just cut her ass out.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm sorry. It's starting to get boring.
But,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and
Come on. And
now Nicole
poor
trying to take out Adriana. I'm sorry, but Nicole needs to quit while she's ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Every time she tries to do this stuff, she gets strung out. So she's
and that's
better
really
just
not off. Going to, you know, and that's really not going to bring Brady, you know.
I know.
No, and Nicole.
And I think she actually loves Ariana. Maybe he
I don't think it's gonna
I think he has feelings for her. I do, you know, you can love two different people, you know.
Yep,
I realize
true.
That but
you know, I think he does care for her, you know. And I think part of him, you know, cares for that nut. But
I don't think
they could ever be happy together because she's such a flake. I mean
she never does anything. Safe. She always lies and cheats and steals.
Right, right. She screws her own self up, you know.
She's her own worst enemy.
But I do love her character. I still like her.
Well,
character.
You know, I mean, I'm a Brady and Nicole fan, and I just don't like Adriana. And I'm like, you know, Adriana would be better with, like, someone like EJ. That's just... Mm.
You know, at first I thought they were going to try that, because remember when she started going to school? But I think he was more or less using her, trying to get into Ray's head or something. I don't know whether he was...
It's gonna come out, too, about the whole drug thing and about her past that Brady doesn't know about. And one thing about Brady and Nicole... Brady knows everything about Nicole. I mean, from her father abusing her to kidnapping a kid and all that. He knows all that. I don't think, you know.
And Aria?
You know, yeah, because Brady won't know some stuff. I guess Victor did some private eye work on Ariana, and so I think Victor's going to tell Brady.
I thought Ariana knew. I mean, I thought she told Brady she was in jail for
not everything.
No,
yeah, well, not all of it. That see how they told him, and, you know, okay, Dragon Lady, I agree. Okay, Nicole and Brady is like Jason and Carly. Okay, God, do I really want to get in this debate? Have I had enough sleep? Do I really want to get in this debate?
I don't know anything about Nicole and Brady, so I can't really say anything.
Well, I mean,
Carly, I love their friendship. I actually wanted them to be a couple before I fell in love with Liaison. So.
Well, yeah, and
But something about Laura Wright and Steve Burton. They don't have that romantic chemistry. I can see them as close friends.
Yeah, they're more of a
friendship chemistry. I just never saw that, you know, that sort of love.
I'm not saying that I've ever wanted them to have a romantic friendship. I just like their friendship. But Nicole and Brady, though, that's different. I would love to see some action between Nicole and Brady, because this Brady is different than when Kyle Lauder, her husband, was playing. I wasn't on the Nicole and Brady wagon then, but now for some reason I am, but I don't know why I am. But, oh, by the way, you guys, I wish someone would figure out is hope. Hope is killing people, not killing people. Hope is putting all the men in Salem in the hospital.
Hope makes me laugh. Hope is.
Okay, and the next one. The next
one. Hope is out there, boy.
Yeah, and Kate, the next one that she's going to take revenge is, like, I don't know this for certain, I'm just guessing, is Bo when he gets back from town. He's okay. Oh,
when is
you
he
know.
Coming back?
He's
been gone.
He's coming back really, really soon because the Alice stuff happened at the end of the month to June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, but I thought, okay, Bo's gonna get hit next. Oh, there's one more person that she has an knocked on consciousness. Philip, Victor, and
Roman,
thank you. But why would she do it to Abe?
Stefano, she hasn't knocked out Stefano yet.
Oh, God, yeah, Hope please go.
Daniel, Maggie's grandson.
Just all the males.
Okay,
just have them all lined up.
Oh, wait, Daniel would get knocked in the head?
No,
remember?
He fell down on that ice when they were fighting.
Oh,
he never
okay.
got no, he just fell down.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's
oh,
when
he
found out
he had
trouble with his eyes. Yeah.
Yep, that's when him and Carly and Melanie were fighting in the pub, and he walked out and slipped on some ice, and that's how he banged his head.
Did they show Melanie and what's her name and Chloe or not Chloe with Stephanie?
Carly?
Did they show them today? Melanie and Stephanie.
No, but Chloe's gonna tell Daniel she slept with Philip, and oh shit, the fan is gonna hit there too.
She's
oh,
gonna tell him.
Oh yeah, she's about
know,
to tell him today when it ended. She goes, I did something really bad, and tomorrow I think she's going to tell him, or tries to tell him, I don't know.
Night, Jason and Liz fans, Jason and Liz forever, thanks for coming. I just automatically thought Daniel got hit by Hope, that's what, so I'm glad you cleared that up, and
now the one she really should hit is Bo when he comes back, knock him on the head.
Well, and her forgiving Carly, saying she's not doesn't hate her anymore. I mean, that's a red flag right there.
Okay. You know what? Okay. That's like almost that day Elizabeth went in the damn Kelly's and saying. Oh, not in Kelly's, but outside of Kelly's. Sam, I'm sorry for misjudging you as a bitch all these years. Oh, okay, you know what? Okay, that's someone that's bad as Hope, and Cosby think, come on, people, Hope and Cosby fight. Sam and Jason, Sam and Liz don't like each other. Liz should knock Sam on her ass and say, whoops, did I do that? Because I'm saying, you know, this one, I want Liz just to get in a pun. Just like when Cosby and Courtney got in a little punch with Faith, that was good. So I think someone should just take a little pot and go around and just, one day just people should just start hitting Sam off just for the fun. Oh, and Brittany and I were talking, Sully, what happened to you? Because we were talking and there you went the other night.
Well, I tell you, those little gremlins, they got me again. I was sitting here talking and laughing, then I realized there was no one talking and laughing back with me. You know, after a while, you know, you really, you know, I started to get some, what is going on here? So I said, oh, well, I just hung up and just got in the bed. I said, well, here it goes. They always do it to me. They do it to me every time.
Okay, because Brizzy probably knows where I'm going with this. Okay. If you're going to throw Michael in the jail cell when it was self-defense, blah, blah, blah. But now, Alexis did a hit and run. She ran away. She killed a guy. This is her second, repeat, second murder in the ACES history. She never had any jail time when she killed Al Kazar's brother. And so, if you're going to throw Michael in jail without the key for a month and a half, then why in God's name, Jace, are you not throwing Alexis in jail, too? I'm sorry. I mean, Alexis got away with murder again. She got away with the Alcazar murder. And you know what? Maybe a lot of people who are just tuning in or don't know everything with this whole history, Alexis has gone away with two murders. I mean, you know, I know a lot. I know Carly had done some crimes. You know, Elizabeth, not really, but there have just been characters who, yeah, suicide the day or so. But my...
Well, Elizabeth did kill Xander.
Oh.
Her?
Oh, crap. Okay, you know what? Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you, if I was any kind of killer or criminal, I would reside in Port Charles because you never pay for any crime.
You know, I was thinking about
and just do whatever the hell you want. It doesn't matter because the cops don't care. And
no, okay. It's not like the cops don't care. Some cops are dumb and they cannot figure
stupid.
Out.
Well, they're stupid, right? They're stupid. I shouldn't say they don't care. They're just stupid. Except Lucky.
They got Lucky as a detective.
Yeah, they kind of smarten him up, you know. They kind of smarten him up a little bit, you know. It's you know, I find that so amazing how when one actor comes, it just completely, it just, like, wipe the slate clean. Like, it's really amazing how none of that crap that happened back in the day, it doesn't apply to this actor. He starts with a clean slate, and we're going to go from here. You know, and that's what they did with Lucky.
You know, off topic because why? Okay, you guys all watched Different Strokes. And remember when Dana Plato committed suicide? Guess what, you guys? Her son committed suicide today.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awful. I tell you, is there any good news?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, did you see that Malcolm is working with Tucker on Y&R?
I was shocked.
I was too. I was like,
I said he was a mole. He's a mole. Boy, he was a mole. Now he tells Tucker that he's not going to do it anymore. Because he and his family, they're having, you know, issues, and he's just not going to do it no more. And I said, that bastard. Isn't that something?
Well, and him trying to be holier than thou in front of Lily about getting that procedure done. I was like, you are such a dickhead.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you have not been around for this girl since the day that he found out he is a dad, and then he's trying to tell her to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, I was like, I just wanted to punch him right through the screen.
When I heard that, I said, get out all this time. That's why he was really back in town. You know, it wasn't because of Lily. Well, of course, I'm sure he wanted
to
be there. Well,
part of that, but still, he was working.
The main thing
is
he's working
through his brother.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, oh, my God. You know, when everyone finds out that, he's going to be exiled.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope, what you call it, beats his ass. I hope he beats him down to a pulp.
Neil, I hope
Neil, they had gotten into it today. I said, okay, here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes.
I got to go.
Okay.
I got to go, girls. But thanks for having me on, and I hopefully we'll call in again soon, maybe next week.
Okay. Thanks, Christy.
See you, Christy.
Bye.
Bye.
So, oh my gosh, I, you know what, because I kept saying, who is he talking to on the phone with? And now we know.
Yep. Well, okay. And then he screwed Victor today because they went to go, him and Victoria and them were to court again to get the kid back, and Tucker screwed them out of that too.
What?
Victoria didn't get custody of no.
Oh, that son
of
a bitch.
Yeah, because Tucker called the courthouse. You know, he probably spoke to the judge.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
He's after Newman now.
Victor has met his match, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Jack is nothing compared to Tucker. He and Tucker are something else, boy.
Yeah, he's after Newman now.
Yeah.
I know I asked this before, but I don't know if I got a clear answer. You know the lady played Ashley was and the guy that played Tucker, were they on dates at the same time? Because both of them were on dates, but on this show, they have kind of a unique chemistry.
I don't know if Patch and Kayla were on. I don't think they were on when she was on because she was into John Black. She was married to John.
Yeah,
and,
because he went psycho.
Yeah, but I don't think they were on when she was on that I can remember.
Well, and then in the show when people say Dragon 706 said no, the priest killed Xander.
Who kills Xander?
Well, yeah, but initially, they remember the episode where Jason signed a release, a police report saying that, or no, she killed, who did she kill? She didn't kill Xander. She did kill somebody, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm
trying to. Rick had him sign an affidavit or whatever saying, giving her an alibi or something. Saying it
That's
was a
right.
Bob person that was killed or something.
Oh, yeah. And you know who I thought should have died on that show? And I wish Elizabeth would have got a couple of racks into him. It was Tom, who rapist. But what I thought would be a very interesting story, if Tom would get out of jail, come back for Liz, and Jason would be on the prowl for it. Because, you know what, like today was a very eye for, you know, see what we were seeing was Jason and not really in love with Sam. Because if you are in love with someone, you do not forget their birthday, no matter what. He would have never forgot Liz's birthday.
I don't know. Come on, now even in real life, stuff happens sometimes. You know, people, you know, they
and men are men. Men don't remember shit.
No, I know. Men, know, maybe,
they don't remember anniversaries. They don't matter.
I know. So I can't really say that. I mean, to me, that's sort of a weak reason why you don't think he loves it. Me, personally, I think he has some, I think he has feelings for Sam. I do. But it's nothing like what he feels for Liz, if he still feels for Liz. I mean, see, we're assuming, I know, but I'm saying, you know.
But right now,
fans,
he doesn't show it.
I know. You see, we as fans want him to feel, or in fact, we want them, you know, to feel, to, you know, still feel for each other.
You know
what I'm trying to say. That's not to say that they don't, but because we want it so much, we say, "Oh, he doesn't love it." But I think, you know, and like I said, I don't even watch the show. I will watch certain scenes on YouTube, but I haven't really sat down and watched them for an hour. But I think he does have feel. I mean, he did have feelings for her, you know, a few years ago, and I think he sort of just fell back into that old, you know, whatever it is. But does he want a future with her?
No, I
don't think it's that kind of love, you know. I don't think it's that deep, you know, love.
The other day when he was with Robin and they were looking outside and all I could think was he's looking outside that window, the backyard, because Liz's house is right there, and he's thinking about Liz.
Well, you see, that's what I'm saying. That's what we as fans want him to feel. You know what I'm saying? We are trying to project on the actor or the character what we feel they should do, you know. And if that's the case, that's wonderful.
You know,
but the way they're being written, as if, you know, it's they don't exist for each other, you know.
I loved what Elizabeth Fanda said. Elizabeth dissed a Russian to save the slut.
Oh yeah, right.
You know,
that was in self defense.
It wasn't like
it was premeditated.
It was
do or die, you know.
Well, yeah, and you know why I always looked at that? When I was watching, Liz, what are you thinking? You just had a way out, you could not save her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because, you know, I will always say, Sam doesn't deserve to be saved. You know, I mean, she did not deserve to be saved. Well, when the bonds were off, and granted, they thought, you know, the bomb was on Lulu, but, you know, people just put the bomb on Sam and make it go off. I mean, that is a great way to die, blowing up someone, and all the fans will be happy. You know, it's funny, they Sam fans are just as unhappy as we are right now because they are not getting their screen time. But then they want Sam to dump his ass. You know, and it's true about Nancy Lee Grom leaving.
What, is she actually leaving?
Yep.
When is she going to leave?
In June, when her contract's up. There's been no negotiation, no nothing.
Okay, so that's another good actor that's bit to dust. See, all the good actors are leaving the show. Are they, you know, is this the whole new crew coming up, like the... you know, here we have Dante, and we got Johnny now, and then we got all the little.
No, because
is this the new GH? Or where are the old?
No, because I don't think Johnny is gonna last past the summer.
Oh, so he's leaving the show. You know, at one time I was hoping he and Jason might hook up together. I said, boy, what a sexy pair they would be. They would be so hot.
They have hooked up together.
No, they haven't.
Yes. Okay, I'm not going to argue.
Not the type of hooking up she's talking about there, Carly.
Oh no. I don't mean that. No. I'm talking about, you know, like when Jason and you know, Sonny had that riff, and whereas Jason took over the mob for Sonny, remember when he was
being in my
I was saying, man, and that he and Johnny, they would make a good, you know, I mean, mob together, you know.
Yeah, but they will, for a while. They were working together on some things.
I mean, they could write so many good stories for these, for the good actors who are still left, but they just don't. It's such a shame.
Oh, well, let me understand that. You know, yeah, the Nibbus film, not a very good idea. Too bad the Wire didn't do a post-traumatic syndrome arc with Nibbus after she saw that Watson.
That's
another thing I'm bringing up. You know, people, that it was never talked about. It was never even discussed that. Sam and Lucky, it was their fault that there wasn't work to Jason. It wasn't anything Jason or Sonny did at the moment. Lucky and Sam were investigating them. And so, you know what? In my mind, Elizabeth, you are being dumb because you are going back to the idiot who broke up the love of your life in you because of what? You think you still love him? No, Elizabeth. You think you love him. How can you love someone that had a haircut like he's 12?
And you know the part, you know, the thing that bothered me, why didn't they take both the kids? You know what I'm saying? Because both the kids, they were right there. They could just grab them both, you know, but they only took Jake. So we should have known it by then that it was the beginning of the end, and especially when Sam didn't allow Jason to get out of the truck. I said, "Well, that's it." You could see it coming. Oh, jeez, I tell you,
If they go back to Mexico like this one brother says, and because you know, no one has ever said how in the hell this bitch got back to Jason so fast. Because he was held captive by Jerry. I'm still under the thing that Jerry and Sam were working together or there was something. Because for a while, for about a month, Sam was getting these phone calls, these mysterious phone calls. And I still think they were coming from, like, someone, like maybe Jerry or anyone have seen pissed off? Come on.
They just dropped that storyline. They just dropped it. I mean, the way it ended is so stupid because it was just dropped, period. You know, Sam, you know, they were separated. Jason was lying underneath the building, and Sam was with Jerry, and then you see Sam come out, and she's got clean clothes on. You say, how the hell did it happen? And then the last thing you saw was this possible big guy who was going to rape her or something.
I know, and she was handcuffed to the freaking bed.
And then Jason even asked, how did she get away? They just make the fans see, y'all are stupid. It pisses you off, man.
If all rumors are true, and if we give this, if this Sam breaks up by August or September, you know what, I'm telling you, that will be the best breakup present that General Hospital can give these fans. And General Hospital, you are really giving the fans like what we want. You know, and even people, they Sam fans are not happy. So cut this couple.
No, they're not.
Nope.
They're cussing Jason. They're wanting free Sam. Well, you know what? Then go to your precious Sam, Kelly Monaco, and tell her you're the one who wanted this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking. Terry's on the phone now.
Hello?
Oh. Hey, I'm sorry. I was looking this album.
I had to, like, text you to put me on the air? Okay.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay. Okay, but... Okay,
Terry,
no,
is there
perfect.
Anything else happening to you? I just love your life. Is there anything else going on?
Let's see. I'm trying to see. I have to do a lot of studying this week, and I have a lot of stuff to do for my classes for
what?
Next week.
Oh, goody.
I got a few. A final on Monday, and I got a project due on Wednesday, and I got to make a carrot cake on Tuesday for my class.
Wow.
And we're having a party on Wednesday, so I'm not going to eat all day. No, I'm kidding.
You should be almost done, aren't you, Terry?
They should do a movie of the week on your life. I just love it. It's just they should do a Lifetime movie on Terry.
My life? Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, but that'd be very boring, though. Most of it would probably be very boring.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We were just talking about
graduation. Talking about. Oh, I haven't watched in a hospital today, so.
I
forgot Sam's birthday, which is really good.
I know.
What? What's okay? Oh, Terry, what?
Remember when I made that happy town announcement?
Yeah.
Surely you're not happy with Happy Town. And Bridget,
I don't even watch it, so it doesn't make any
difference.
You know
what? I couldn't really get it. I really wasn't into the show the first time. I'm like, when I DVR'd it, I wasn't anxious to watch it again, to watch the second episode. So I kind of just deleted it off of my DVR without even watching it. But
Terry, I was watching, my sister and I, we were watching it, you know, and I said, are you enjoying this crap? She said, no. I said, me either.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
So I turned it off tonight and I went back to my baseball game. I said, this is not happening for me. It's just not.
I
know.
It's not. That's kind of like a show they had on Channel 2. I forgot what it was called. It was a similar type of a thing, but it lasted.
You're
like
talking about years ago. That Good Story. That series won Emmys and stuff.
Wait, you're talking about Trinity.
It was one of those weird, you know,
it
was good.
It was actually one that was on last year. It was last summer.
Oh, no, no. I'm not talking. Oh, it's something different then.
This was, I forgot who was in it, but I tuned into it for a little while. I mean, it was actually better than the one that Happy Town. I mean,
this Happy Town is not happy.
It lasted for like the summer. It's not like Happy Town, and it's on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix, but it was actually one of those like whodunit, like think people were, somebody was murdering people and everything. I don't know what happened at the end.
Yeah.
Those types of shows don't really last very long.
Well, Happy Town is a lot of unhappy people.
I don't really care about Happy Town. I couldn't get into it at all.
But Terry, V is good though. V was good last night. Boy.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet. So is it? I hope it's last. I hope they renew the show. From what I understand,
didn't somebody tell me that they were going to renew?
Yeah, okay. They are saving it, and it looks really good to be saved.
It is good, Terry. It's good. It's good.
Okay, but you know what? From last week's show, it looked like the V's were winning. It looked like they were getting the upper hand. Are they getting the upper hand with the humans?
Well, just watch it. I'm not going to say nothing. Just watch it. You get caught up.
Two more episodes for Lost.
Huh?
Okay, I'm in the
Lost.
Lost was good. Bridget, and they're talking about their brothers. They're actually the mother was killed by that lady, whoever the lady is. I haven't finished watching it, so.
No, her son killed her.
No, remember when she found loved her when she came. Oh, did she just give something? No. Remember when she came on the island, the mother that was pregnant? Her name was, she was pregnant. She got shipwrecked or something, and she, the lady found her coming out of the water. And she was pregnant. She gave birth. She didn't know she was having twins, but I kind of assumed that another baby was going to come out of her belly, you know? And so Jacob was the firstborn, and she already had a name for Jacob. As soon as the other baby was born, she killed her. I wonder what that was all about. Why did she kill her? Did they kind of say at the end of the episode yesterday about why she killed her?
It was Jack and all them guys found the tomb where Jacob buried him, his mom and his brother. So next, and they didn't really show next week what was going to happen next week.
So who's the bad guy? Jacob's the bad one, right? Oh no, who's the bad one then?
The other brother that killed his mom.
Yeah.
He threw him into the power source, and he turned into that black smoke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll be watching it. I'll be going home tonight.
His mom told Jacob never to go in there because that would be very bad. And
then
the brother killed his mom, and Jacob found him and beat the crap out of him, and then threw him into the hole, and he came out in black smoke. And then he found him away, but he was walking back and found his brother in the big trees. Dead, and that's when he buried his mom and him in this tomb thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. So, okay, did they ever go into why the mother was even, why she even got shipwrecked on the island, the one that was pregnant with them?
No.
Or were they meant to be there or something?
She hid the boys away from everybody. The boys were pig hunting when they were kids, and these guys came and killed the pig. And they came back and told her, and she said they were bad people.
That's where I left off. And she showed them the light. That's why they're there to protect the light. And if anybody tries to take the light, then the whole world will be whatever she said.
So the second brother was trying to find a way out to leave the island, and that's when she cracked him in the skull, and then she killed all of those people that he was living with.
Oh my God! Really?
Really? Everything?
Oh yeah! Tore it down, and he woke up to find it all burnt down and people dead, and he was ticked. So he came back and killed and put a sword right through her from back to front, killed her, and she told him, "Thank you for killing her or something."
Was that on yesterday's episode?
Yes.
Okay, I have to watch it then tonight before I go to bed.
It's good. It's really
good. Before I went to work, I was watching it before I went to work this morning. I didn't want to leave for work because it was getting really good.
And then at the very end, they show Jack and Kate in there in the tomb where the mom and brother are, and they have the bag of the game that they played together. Jacob and his brother played this game, and one was a black stone and one was a white stone. So it symbolizes the black stone was the brother that died and was black smoke, and Jacob's the white stone. That's where I took out of it.
Okay,
And then Locke comes in and asks, "Do you find who are these people?" And they say, "We don't know." And he goes, "Oh, Adam and Eve story or something like that." And that's
really?
How they. Yeah.
Okay. Well. I wonder how the show's going to end now. I'm kind of worried that they're not going to end, questions answered or something.
This next week is the one before the two-hour finale.
What's the previews for next week? Does it look good?
It didn't show much. It didn't show really much.
That's weird.
It showed all the characters from past to present, but no real story behind it. It was just...
They better not end it on a low note, man. I swear, if we can't get a break with our daytime shows, we have to get a break with our freaking daytime shows or something.
Some decent prime time, I know. It's bad.
I know.
It's bad, man. I tell you, between Because now I'm getting all confused with this flash forward crap. I don't know what I mean, it's sort of confusing. I'm trying to. I said, oh God, I just don't have good luck with these time shows. You know, where you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and you sort of get, and then they keep adding characters on, so you really get confused. You know. And I said, but so the only show that's really holding my interest is V, because V is good.
It's V, I know. V is,
v is good. V
well, okay,
is
now,
good.
Did you, now, Anna has, like, had her daughter beat up or something, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, she is a real
break her legs?
Broke her legs.
Because she's becoming human, she's becoming emotional, she's becoming to have human emotions or something, that's why.
Yep.
No, you see why she actually did it. You see why she actually did it. She wants people to, you know, to see where she got beat up, but it was but they're trying to tell them that it was by the fifth column. This is what the fifth column did. So what happens, and so like now, nobody wants the V's to leave. You know what I'm saying? So that's their whole thing. You know, they were, you know, Anna was lying and said, well, you know, we're going to leave. She knew damn well she wasn't going to leave. That was just the point.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, God.
She's a
Johnny,
real
she's...
bitch. She's a real bitch.
Reverse psychology.
I am starting to hate Chad right now because he's so taking being manipulated by Anna, and he's falling for it all.
Oh, he's an idiot, you know.
And he's the one that kind of gave her the heads up about that they were going to attack the week's show.
He's so stupid because doesn't he realize that she's only using him?
I know.
And he
had a dream, huh?
Yeah, and in a way, he's sort of using her because he wants to be, you know, someone so important.
He wants to be the number one reporter.
Like that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, he's such an idiot, though.
And then he has a dream about her that he's making love to her, having sex with her,
daddy.
Something. What's that about?
I don't think he wants to have love with that one, boy. I think the sex is really out of the realm for him.
I know, yeah.
I don't know. You better watch it. but to me, this is one of the better new shows. It is. And then, and my girlfriend, she watches Fringe. I haven't really watched
it. I know.
Fringe is good tomorrow night. It's going to be really good tomorrow night.
Because he sees his real dad last week, so this should be really interesting.
I knew that was his dad when they took him. I knew that was going to be his dad from the other side. I knew it.
I think that was his dad on the bridge when he was looking at him across there when he was fixing the bridge.
I'm hoping that Peter forgives his father, though, for what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he only did it because out of remorse for his son that died on the real, on our, you know, on the other side or whatever. And it's not like he meant to keep him. He was going to take him back.
Send him back.
But he just couldn't give him up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And what is the previous she has different color hair. Is that must be her other reality side, her other side on the other reality. She's got, like, reddish or brown hair.
Huh.
Olivia?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
For it? Yeah, so. Yeah. I want Peter and Olivia together, too. They're
I know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's not too much to say about, well, except for Y and R in the daytime.
Oh, I kind of watched the Nicholas and Phyllis, because I'm a Nicholas and Phyllis
And I know
that he was in jail. He got out of jail or whatever for the killing.
He's back in jail, though.
He's back in jail.
Count evidence.
Set him up. Adam really.
Oh yeah, Adam did.
Really
Adam did a number on the Newmans, honey.
I'm kind of wondering if Adam didn't kill himself.
I was talking to
Carly
today, and she said that
I would put it past
Patty.
Yeah.
Maybe Patty is. He got in cahoots with Patty or whatever, and she might have killed him. And
Patty is going to kill Emily.
What?
Patty's going to kill Emily. That's what
okay,
it said on the
somebody,
on the Sid on the Sid magazine.
Oh, you
know, on
Sid.
A soap nut. On soap nut.
Can somebody,
on
can somebody
nut.
Answer me this question? Now, is Lauren? Is that Lauren trying to
yes,
kill Emily?
Yeah, that's no.
It's
she's Lauren.
Lauren. No,
I've been
no.
I've been watching her. I've been watching her. But she's Lauren though. She's because
yeah, she's
you know why? What
yeah.
what sealed the deal to me was her son, because he ran up to her. You know.
So is Lauren
and
is
she
like
hugged his
what's
mom? You
Lauren
know?
Then is there something wrong with her?
What?
Is she just turned evil or what?
Oh no,
Lauren.
Lauren, no, Lauren is no. Well,
no,
no,
no.
The other girl is dead.
No, because somebody. Phyllis Lauren. Well, I assumed it was.
No,
Lauren.
that was the Susan
that,
character.
That was the evil.
That was the
yeah,
evil
that
Sheila's
was,
sister.
Exactly.
Because
oh.
yeah, she had Lauren's face. Yeah, that was mm-hmm. Sheila's sister Susan or Sue or whatever.
What is yeah. what? Younger than rest. What is with YNR doing that? You know, Phyllis's face on Sheila, and now Lauren's face on her evil sister. What is with that?
Well, you know, it's called a soap opera. And
I
that's
know.
What they all become cracked.
I know.
But you know, but I, now apparently the actress who plays Patty / M. Apparently she's leaving. I said was she nominated? Cause she should have been.
Oh yeah.
She wasn't.
So good. Well, that's a damn shame. Because then she was overlooked. Cause that woman can.
She did an awesome job.
She was on AMC. She played a crazy nut on.
Oh,
on
that's
AMC.
On Tina.
Yeah, was that?
Yeah,
she
was
on what
AMC.
Was that?
Was that?
Charlie.
She was that. She
fell off a cliff.
Somebody. But apparently, in the soap mags, Patty kills Emily. So that means that because. Oh no, well, you haven't seen it, so I'm not gonna tell you the whole thing. But that's what they say. Patty.
But the okay, private practice. This whole
yes.
thing, I just want. I know. Come on, I'm gonna be pissed off if this baby does not survive. I mean, you know, they don't
what,
even
I, what I'm thinking. This is my thinking. I think the baby lives, but I think her daughter dies. So
oh,
I bet you they raised the baby.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh, because, you know,
Addison
they...
is working on them, and I think she saves the baby, but the daughter dies. But I could be wrong, but that's what my mindset is thinking, that the baby survives, but the daughter dies.
Oh, and, Silly, no, she wasn't nominated for an Emmy. No, she
you
wasn't.
Know, that's
too
that's
bad. That's
bad,
a waste. I'm sorry.
She's excellent. She
oh, you know, okay. You know, this is weird that you're laughing, you know, when you're not, when you come.
Because when you get all hot and heavy, like, you get all passionate about, like,
yes,
you know, it's funny. It's funny. I gotta.
Thank you. Okay, now, okay.
When I talked to you this morning about you're like, I'm so mad about the Emmys, noms, and everything. And
well,
you're like,
because,
oh.
you know, if Jonathan gets it, I'm going to end up slitting his own wrist. I will be killing Jonathan Jackson with visit. We will be both.
He'll be swimming with the fishes. See that boots and all.
Okay, but for the younger actress nominees, for Days of Our Life, they put Melanie and Stephanie, and they both got a nomination. And
oh,
then
really?
Lily, yeah, Lily Berman, which I agree with, and then
oh,
Lily.
What the heck? Oh my God! What the heck? Who is outside? My car! Oh my God! Oh my God!
You know,
what are you doing outside? What are you doing outside? You scared the shit out of me? My car was shaking. Thought somebody was raping me or something. Oh my gosh, Foster. I'm like so sorry I got to beat me to death. Oh my God, Foster. And Roxy's out here too. What is the deal? You guys aren't even out here. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I come home to my two dogs out. Oh my god. Did not nobody know? Oh, geez, just what I hope. God, man.
Okay, well, what's he meant to say? But I know what she's always going to say. She's like,
what
this is what.
Fuck, man.
Okay, thank you.
There's my sister. I'm gonna surprise her by opening the door.
Oh, God.
Donna, did you know the dogs are outside? I heard my car was shaking. I saw Foster's face, and then I'm like, what the shit? And then I saw Roxy. I don't know, is the gate open or closed?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's what happened.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, your face is, like, in shock. Hey, I'm sorry, that was a, yeah, okay.
I know.
Oh, shoot, that's so funny. I'm just sitting in my car, and I hear that, I feel this shaking. I'm like, oh, my God. Somebody after me or something? Earthquake or something? I see this head of my dog in me.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Never a dull moment, huh, Sarah?
There is never a dull moment. No, that's true. Yeah. Not around here.
Oh,
and I
wow.
think Carly is knows that for sure. So.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
Okay, that was... Okay, you got to admit, that was kind of funny, though. That, I mean, even though it was certain numbers funny...
You should have seen my sister's face.
Oh, my...
It was like a what-the-fuck moment, for sure.
My sister. Oh, God. Oh, God, what are we saying? I've got to pop my feet up so I can totally relax now, because this is better... This is
okay,
than I can get on TV, man. This is
okay, silly. Do you have any popcorn? Mine.
I don't have no damn popcorn, but I have peanuts. I'll just bring out the old peanuts, man. Oh, and speaking about peanuts, where is Jay? We haven't heard. He's been on for three weeks. Well, didn't he say he wasn't able to be on very much or something?
Yeah, because he was doing something.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
What was?
I was on my phone and I couldn't hear you guys. I thought it got hung up on me and I lied on my purse and my Bluetooth must have been in my purse and it turned my Bluetooth on. And then I got connected to my Bluetooth.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I've been having strange things have been happening to me lately, man.
Mm-hmm.
I swear.
Apparently.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's so weird.
So, Carly, so Friday, is it on for Chrissy? I mean, are you going to be on? Are you going to co-host the creative?
Yes, I'm co-hosting.
Okay.
I'm co-hosting, ladies and gentlemen. So, people in the chat room, if you want more funny moments with Carly, just go to Layla Radio.
Yeah, I know where it is. I have it in my in my bookmark. I could that.
Hey, is this cake still good, I wonder?
Okay, what day did you have it?
This was the Sunday, the Saturday cake.
Well, it's Saturday. I would do it, but then...
The ice cream is out of the cake. I guess my niece wanted the ice cream in the middle, so my sister took it apart and got all the ice cream out of it.
Oh,
dang. But, you know, the thing when I was watching the research today was the nomination. And they were just saying what got nominated, and I was, like, lying really weird on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said that the General Hospital got for That's so. I nearly fell off my bed, you guys.
Did Pratt get nominated too? Pratt or Brad or whatever.
Well, all my children got it. So I think all my children.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. So yeah, I almost fell off my bed because of the fact I'm like, what am I? You know, because I was very, very surprised that Days of Our Life did not get nominated.
You still make me laugh. I'm drinking something, and it's going to come out of my nose. You know?
Okay, I won't say anything funny for a minute.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's right.
That happened to me a long time ago. It was like my next door neighbor when he was like giving me a soda and making me laugh, and it went out of my nose.
And it came through your nose. That is the worst.
Yeah, that is.
When something comes out of it,
my
God, that is the worst.
And that's happened weird. A few times in my life, but I had to tell the people to stop making me laugh, or else it's coming out of my nose.
Oh, baby.
Oh, man. I'm so tired. I went to before my classes today, I had to go to a CPR first aid class for my job. And I was falling asleep doing that, and then I had to go to my classes tonight, and I'm, like, really tired.
Mm. Is this time for your bath or your shower?
Yeah,
and put on your
jammies?
My
yeah, I know, huh?
That's,
and
that's
my shower.
That's what I figure.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so, Brenda, I have to go back to Walmart on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Why do you have to go to Walmart?
Oh, see, you have not been listening to me all week, haven't you?
Oh, to go get the magazines? What? What? Why do you have to go? Okay. Well, you know me. You call me on the phone, and then I'm on the internet.
To get magazine or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, number one, I'm running out of that proactive, priming purpose stuff. Number one.
Yeah.
So number two.
Why is that? Because you've been putting it on 10 times a day.
Yeah. Okay. This is not all about me. Do we really want to get on about you? Do we really want to go there?
Don't get her dander up. Don't get her dander up, please.
Okay. Here's my plan. I'm gonna go into Walmart, and I'm gonna take all these magazines in the back, and make the two posts of it fall out by accident.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever.
Okay, you know what?
We call that desperation. What is that?
It's called Jason and Liz. Always win the SmackDown, but I'm making soup because of the fact that whoever they are up against, even if they are up against Maxine's scenario guy, would be straight up the creek.
Was Jody Hospital good today at all, or what?
Well, it's going to make you laugh when Jason forgot Sam's birthday. I thought that was funny.
What about Days of Our Lives? Because I'm home right now, and I'm, you know, got all these things to watch, more new things to watch on here. I don't know what to
watch. Okay, well, Days of Our Life was, I thought, well, Brenda, was it good today?
It was all right. Nicole's trying to kill off Adriana.
Oh, really?
And Rafe, pretty soon Rafe's going to tell Sammy what EJ did, and the shit's going to hit the fan.
I can't wait for that. I'm holding out for that, boy. I can't wait for that.
Shit, man.
I can't wait for that.
And Hope still going off the deep end. She forgave Carly. She doesn't hate Carly anymore.
Okay, and it's like I said before you got on mail, it's like, how in the fuck can Carly and Hope forgive each other? It's like Sam and Liz and that whole stupid apology. They are not supposed to forgive each other, people. They are supposed to hate each other. I'm just yes. But B&B is good though.
B&B, that's Rick Hurst is on that show, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But his fine self, always like Rick Hurst. Such a fantastic actor. I like Rick Hurst. See, all the
and,
good
yeah.
people have left.
Well, and then Patrick Duffy is on there too now.
Patrick Duffy? Oh,
yep.
Wow.
I loved him on Dallas, so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's the one that had that dream, you see.
Yep.
The whole year was just
yep.
like it was a dream. And he woke up, he was taking a shower, and I think a lot of fans were hoping I can hear myself.
Oh,
there's an echo in here.
Yeah, no, there is an echo.
Yeah, I think that's Terry's phone. But I think some fans were hoping that this whole mess of the year, well, now that would turn out to be a dream as well. But I said, nah, I don't think it's going to be like that.
First, you know
first
why?
Of all,
okay, fine.
Writers aren't that creative.
You know what I still think? I mean, I'm just going on my guy here. I think when he got that building fell on him because you don't wake up from a building in the next scene. If a building falls on you, you're either dead, comatose, or you're lying on your back for a couple of months.
Now, you see, I didn't go along with the dream thing, but I did go along with maybe something happened to his brain again. Because remember the last time he got hit in the
yep.
head when he was in the car? Was he was in the car and the bomb went off in the car and he was taken to the hospital?
Yeah.
Didn't Monica say that, you know, somewhere down the road, you know, he could be repercussions from that? You know, being that, I mean, Jason's already brain damaged. So I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, look who he's.
So it sort of wouldn't take much to kind of push him over the edge. So I could see that happening to him and then his whole personality shift or whatnot. But I saw the scenes between he and Zakara. And but I dropped my thing here.
Come on.
And I tell you, Steve was on. I said, boy, he's such a good actor. Boy, he can look so menacing and so mean with his.
Yeah.
I just love me some Steve Burton.
And you know, yesterday I was watching it with Carly and Jason. Yesterday I was literally crying. I was literally crying. Jason has the Seaford has the best scenes with Laura Wright, with Rebecca Herbst and Robin and Kimberly McCullough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see none of this emotional stuff with Sam, with Kelly Monica.
No,
there's nothing.
No.
Even if I were a fan of Jason and Sam, I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have it. He comes home and she offers him fucking Chinese food or something and a glass of wine or something. I mean, there's no emotion to come out of that. You know, or whatever. The best.
She's just a booty call.
And he hasn't been nominated for anything since. And he hasn't won the Emmy. I think the best. When he won the Emmy back in, what was it, 99 or 90, that's the best storylines for him. If he was written in really good stories, get him out of Kelly Monaco's fight or whatever.
Yeah.
Go with Becky and Rob, Kimberly McCullough.
Mm-hmm.
There's where he'll get his Emmys from.
It doesn't.
No?
She doesn't do him any favors.
No.
Because you don't see that. She doesn't. You know, like Becky, I think out of all of them, Becky brings the most out of him. You know, I've seen Steve with
I think so.
They are so awesome together. I mean, he and Laura are good.
Yeah.
But it's something about he and Becky, they don't even need words sometimes.
They don't
need
words. I know that, yeah.
How good a chemistry can you have? You don't even have to say a freaking word.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's just look. Just look.
I remember when he came back the second time and she was in Kelly talking to her sister. And he just, like, walked into Kelly's, and she looked up, and her sister looked back, and they just looked at each other.
I know.
You know? Yeah, and the chemistry was just, like, lightning,
awesome.
You know? It was like, yeah. And I honestly, I'm getting so tired. Every time I look at and go into Road to Nowhere, I'm so tired of seeing fucking Sam in a sentence with Jason in this spoiler.
Yeah.
I'm getting so sick of that. It's getting exhausting reading these spoilers. And then on top of that, I had to go read what Brian Franz, how we spin the ratings, why the ratings are
low. Yeah.
There's a thing in there.
When I saw that, I didn't even bother to read it because
He totally spinned it that it has to do with, like, why the audience isn't there as opposed to maybe a long time ago. They're just not at the audience is just not watching TV now or whatever. The audience from a long time ago, like the Luke and Laura days, there was a lot, but now it's just not the way it used to be. He's spinning it for all it's worth. He doesn't want to admit that it's his fault that the ratings have gone under.
Look at the show. I mean, poor Charles. And what was the other show you said that he had messed up? What was that other soap opera?
He was on Santa Barbara. He played
Bob,
though.
Santa Barbara, which I looked at that for a while. I looked at that.
Santa Barbara and Another World. And they were, the writing on those shows were, like, really good. Yeah, and, you know, and it's like they should just fire all the fucking writers and bring in writers from, like,
need to fire his ass first. They have to start from the top on down. First fire him.
Yeah, and I don't know why they haven't let him go a long time ago. Don't they even care that their soap, that what's happening with their soap opera?
Because the one time I thought they wanted, you know, I think they wanted all the soaps to go on so they could put on other stuff, some kind of reality or
look at these As the World Turns and Gunning, like, they were like the staple. They were the first ever. I was reading somewhere, I was on the phone with Carly, I was reading some on there, and a grandmother lady, she was writing something about a grandmother, 93 years old, was watching Guiding Light. When it first was on radio, she would listen to Guiding Light.
Exactly.
I told you,
I used to be sitting on the floor listening to Guiding Light and was this other soap opera, Mary Backstage Wife, which never made the screen, the TV, it just stayed on the radio. But all these shows, I mean, it's sad. And even back then, the writing was so great. The writing was so wonderful, you know. But it's terrible. I mean, GH is really, I don't know.
I know. Okay.
I just can't stand to watch them together. I can't stand to watch Jason and Sam. I just don't. That's why I don't watch it. I catch some scenes that you know, Steve is in by himself or with,
you know what I
know,
do?
Or with other actors, but I just can't take. As soon as I see them together, I turn the camera. I said, no, I can't watch this.
What I do, is I cover my eyes to Sam. I watch
him.
Because what if there's something important? Maybe there's a mention of Liz or something. I don't know. Maybe there's a. Or something. Like, I think she was talking about Jake to him once.
You know what,
or something. I kind of had put my eyes over her, and I had to, like, watch Jason. But.
And you know what, I know. I should not be hoppy on this, but I am. When Sam is in a scene with my husband, Daenerys, it makes me want to throw up. And it's like, I can't even look at Daenerys, Sam, because she's there and she's making me mad, and I don't like her. Oh, by the way, everyone, thanks for calling. We are probably going to go into a little bit overtime until they disconnect us, and then Susie is going to say every bad word because no one there see her.
I think that's
me. In all honesty,
I've been cussing all night.
I don't think Liz's baby's going to survive.
I hope not,
Bridget.
I think when she goes, when they supposedly she supposedly has the baby and goes on maternity leave. I don't think the baby survived.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you, Bridget. Okay, remember.
Now, now, I heard about some kind of explosion, she supposed.
And I've also heard Hannah is going to deliver the baby, but it doesn't make it, and they think Liz is dead.
Woo, I like that.
It's logical because I remember when Becky, she was pregnant, she went to the writers or whatever. They didn't want to write it in. They didn't want Liz to have three babies. So
I don't think it's going to come to light.
So maybe they did this. And she won't have three children. Maybe they're going to do what they intended, to not have three children, but they just did this to make more good story for Becky to lose a baby. And maybe this will be her win. I mean, maybe next year, if they do this, she could win an Emmy.
I got a question for Liz. The first of the season with Private Practice.
Oh, God.
And no, Violet with the whole baby thing. Okay, how did that baby survive? Because she cut her open, remember?
I know. Well, she was full term, though. She was about to have the baby, though.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Okay,
but there's this spoiler on RTN that says 3, 2, 1. Three men race to save a lady, but not one of them will be able to.
I think that's Jason, Lucky, and Nicholas.
And then three men reflect on regrets, choices, and timing. That's Jason, Lucky, and Nicholas. Three men fight in out court, but no one will win. But only one, not one of them will win.
Ooh.
I bet. You see, there's a spoiler that says when Liz is presumed dead, Stephen fights for custody of the boy.
Yeah, but there's another woman out there, too.
Stephen does?
But there's this woman, too, that the mob guy goes looking for his baby mama.
Yeah, and then two couples with a past reunite. Two unlikely couples hook up, and one person with me.
I still think that one of those couples will be Sam and Johnny.
I wouldn't wish her on nobody.
I know.
I wouldn't wish her.
She drags
on
everybody
nobody.
Down.
She just can't act, Bridget.
I know she can't. Pathetic. Even today in her scenes with Jason and Molly, I like this bitch slap Molly.
Oh, yes.
I can't stand that little girl. She's a little whiny. Oh, God. She expected Jason to go back out. Well, she's like, oh, I think Jason has a gift for you for your birthday. And he's looking at her
like what? A gift? He didn't even know it was her birthday.
And, of course, Sam's trying to downplay it that she's hurt that he forgot her birthday. And he goes, well, she can go back out and get you flowers or something. Like, oh, he expects Jason to just run right out and get Sam something.
Oh, gosh.
It was just so stupid. But what really pissed me off is when Carly said to Sonny about Elizabeth.
Yeah. What was that all about? I was reading that. Why do you bring her name up like it's her fault, you know, like, geez.
That she ran and screwed Sonny. I mean, she made the choice to do it.
Exactly, but you know, just like that's typical of them. Can't take
But you don't know what the Zay Sammers are saying about it.
Well, what did they say? Do you know?
Yes, but they are saying that Carly was messing Lazon. Like Lazon is happening because she messed in that.
Well, it could be plot point.
You know what? You know how the writers, you know, tease us with this little shit, like a little scene here, or they mention something, and I just don't buy it. Until there is a story story. I mean, a real story, not no mention, a real story. I am not watching GH. I'll continue to read. I'll come here and I'll listen to what you girls have to say, but I just refuse to watch the show. I'm sorry. I can't do it, you know. When I saw those scenes between Steve and AZ, well, I can't think of the actor's name. They were good. And Steve is so good. He was in his element, man. He was bad. He was badass Jason Morgan. He was badass Jason Morgan with his fine.
Right. I just think once Nancy Lee Grom leaves, then our problem will be solved because I don't think Kelly's going to be there that much longer.
So what's going to happen to the kids?
Goes with Sonny.
Oh, geez, now. Oh, geez. Oh, well.
You know what? I mean, I would love for Alexis to have some jail time. I mean, you know.
I'm watching, as we're talking, I'm watching As the World Turns. Poor Emily, man. Shit. They're going to blame her for this. And
are you serious?
Emma found the baby in the car because Emily was being at gunpoint or whatever, and you know, and she's looking all over for the baby, and oh God, this is they better not ruin Paul and Emily for the, you know, because I love Paul and Emily, and this is a big angst for them right now. I hope Paul doesn't go on their side. I think this is a big plan. Somebody set her up. Tom's telling me that somebody set her up.
Yep,
so,
and you know who I think it is?
I think it's Emma or something.
Yep, that's what I think too.
She planned it all. It's not like Emily was, she wasn't gone that long for the baby to be disappear like that. They're going to play it for all it's worth now. And I think Meg's going to be get more evil. As the World Turns, it's going to be over in September. It's going to be so weird.
I
know.
That's another soap bites the dust. I tell you, if I was GH, I'd be a little nervous.
I know.
Yeah.
I used to watch the show on and off back in the day when Holden and Lily, you know.
Before they fucked up Holden and Lily by firing most of them.
Yeah, I was watching it. That's probably one of the reasons why I wasn't. Oh, no, that's not 1 o'clock.
Boy,
yeah,
they're sure getting on Carly about the Liz comment. Holy shit.
What happened, Bridget?
I'm on RTN on the recaps, and Vintage Leah always goes over to Dee to the rant section, and she's... they're
rant section.
They're all over Jason and Carly.
I know.
Oh yeah.
you would never think that was a liaison board because they are hating Mary on Jason. It's terrible.
What did Carly say to that, Liz?
Carly says that if I want to start blaming people, she goes, I'll start with Elizabeth. If I hadn't have saw that bitch run into Jason at Kelly's, remember they did the dance and she went and screwed Sunny? She's blaming Liz for all of her woes.
What? Okay, what was that? Back? Okay, I don't remember that. What happened?
When she was at Kelly's and she put the porter in the machine and asked Jason to dance with her?
Oh.
And Carly stomped through the door?
Yeah.
Right before he got shot.
So because of that, it's Liz's
fault?
She got jealous, so she went off. But you know, too,
that was Carly's choice,
you recall Sunny, you know, Sunny told Carly that she wasn't good enough for Jason. And I think she sort of slept with her, too, to sort of, you know, show Jason, you know, she isn't worth it.
Sonny tried to justify that to Jason. That's what he said to him. I wanted
mm-hmm.
you to
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
I wanted you to see that Carly isn't worth it.
Right.
She's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was his reason. But eventually, well, if they wouldn't have got together, they wouldn't have Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad that Sonny and Carly got together. when I saw that foaming, I'm like, you know what? It's good. It's nice. I'm glad that Sunny and Carly did today, to be perfectly honest. I think fuck Zach. I'm sorry, but I need some.
Carly and Sunny did the deed today, then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's something to look forward to.
You know, but in my mind, I'm. You know what? All my other couples are going compute.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? So let me have my sexism. Oh, sexy.
Oh, wait a minute, Carly. Nick and Phyllis are okay right now. They're okay right now.
But I have been waiting a year and something again for Carly and Sunny to do the deed, because when they did the deed in the back of the limo, I was a happy little camper for a couple of days. I'm sorry,
I think what would make the icing on top of the cake is if Maxine Spinelli were to get married with you, huh?
Yeah, but that's not going to help because everyone is on their stupid lucky thing. And I swear,
I like Lucky and Maxine. And the fact that I like Jonathan Jackson, I mean, it's not like I don't like Lucky. I just don't like how they're writing him. I mean, it's not like I hated the character of Lucky. I just don't think he needs to be in Elizabeth's life anymore. So if we have to sacrifice, like I said...
Now I was reading where see Guza has these wet dreams about Lucky and Liz and Jason, you know, being in that triangle thing. I think Guza would love some, and I guess he feels now we can get the liaison fans back because. You know, and then we can also get...
Throw us a bone and they expect us to just come running back.
Yeah, right.
You know what, my whole thing on this, with this, you know, I'm thinking, why? I'm glad that I've said it before. I'm glad that Jake is Jason. But why did they even make him Jason if they weren't even going to write a good story around
that?
Exactly.
It's so stupid.
I mean, come on. There could have been so much story. He could have been, like, kidnapped in a good... I mean, he could have been kidnapped without Kelly or, what's her name being about Sam. They could have made it a really decent kidnap storyline, like, maybe... Mm-hmm.
And have Elizabeth work with Jason instead of having Sam and Ella do.
You know what? Yeah, that's another thing.
Or something, or maybe Helena or coming involved, or I don't know, or something, you know, that... could have been written for both of them, not Sam, because I don't get why Sam went after the baby with Jason.
Thank you.
Doesn't make any sense. Was that her redeeming? That was her redeeming storyline in Jason's eyes or something. That was the start of the relationship. I guess that's why they did it. It was the start of their newfound.
You know, like I said, when they pulled up to the cabin. And Jason started to get out, and she stopped him. I figured, okay, this is it. Then it's over. You could see where this story was going. You could see where it was going. No, that's what the writers have been wanting to put them back together, and that's what they did.
You know,
did.
It's funny, when they were together back in 06 and 07, something told me this has got it too good to be true right now. They're gonna do something to like mess it up, you know.
And they did.
But the thing is,
they didn't put a nail in the coffin. Now they didn't. For Jason and Liz. They didn't totally ruin it.
But the thing is, right now, they are putting the nail in Zay Sam's coffin because how many times is he gonna put up? With him doing everything for someone else and not her, I think the straw's going to break the camel back by end of summer, and we won't have that little problem anymore.
That is like
her and her self-respect, you know. That's, I'm sorry, any self-respected person wouldn't put up with that shit from anybody.
I know. I don't even know why.
Seriously,
she even went back to Jason.
But you know. Okay, see, when Linda and Jason were together, they had their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam is into mess with every part of Jason's fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jason's fans love this. They love the fact that they're loving Jason and Sam. I'm just saying, don't they want Sam to be like kind of like have her own storyline without Jason for a little
mm-hmm.
while? I mean,
but she can't carry it because she can't
carry it. No, that's why
she's
got
to have somebody to prop her up.
Yeah. Literally.
She can't act.
She's the takeout, beer, coffee getter, booty call. That's all she is.
I mean, that's awful. She's right here, and she's got, you know, and I mean, and I'm reading where he comes in, and she starts smiling and looking like a damn fool. I said, oh, I'm so glad I'm not watching.
And you know what? I hate the fact that they made Sam's birthday on Rebecca Herb's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that is sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is, oh, God. I never put the connection.
Yeah, I just realized that just now. I'm looking at my calendar. I'm like, wait a minute. He forgot her birthday, and it's Becky's birthday today.
But you want to know something? This is the first year they ever brought Sam's birthday out.
So what is with that? So is this another plot point or something? I mean, that's all.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if he can forget
the love of his wife's birthday, then he doesn't really care for her if he really is going to forget her birthday. You know,
I don't think that has anything to do with whatever love because he forgot. He got so much shit on his mind. He probably forgets his birthday. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think
it's nothing about, you know.
I wouldn't care if he forgot my birthday.
just come home, baby.
Just come home to me and not to
Just come home. My birthday. Who cares about the freaking birthday? Who cares?
Oh my gosh, Steve Burton isn't he working out now?
Apparently, you know, he's mm-hmm. almost reached his goal or something, you know, because Steve can put it on during football season, and you could always see when the football season starts, you know.
Isn't it the 17th that we're supposed to avoid watching?
Yes,
the
whole week actually.
Okay. Do we know that's happening for a fact or what?
The 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Yep.
Really? Oh, God. You know what? I think I'll take, well, I'll just watch
3 days.
YouTube. I'll
wow,
take
3 days
it off my,
of sex? Oh, wow.
Well, you. Yeah.
3 days of, really?
What?
It's really
three days. Isn't that supposed, or they're just going to be together, or is it going to be humping for three days?
Oh, my God. Don't even put that out there, please.
No, but I was. That's what he said. Look, he's having a shirtless scene on the 17th, and apparently
that's
it's going to take him 3 days in order to take the freaking shirt off. So
that is like a picture. That is like I'm going to be having a nightmare about Shirley.
No, me too. Now, wait, holding girls, hold it. Now, it could be worse. Wait a minute, they could have the kind of scenes that Dante and Lulu had, which I doubt because Steve wouldn't go for that.
Before you even said that, that's what I was thinking. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it better not be a freaking scene like that because that is...
No, I don't think Steve is going that
far.
I don't think Steve would go as far as he's gone. I don't see that happening.
See, and in order for the... that's one thing about Liz and Jace. They don't have to have a steamy scene to make it hot.
But
it
sure would be nice.
I know it would be nice, but I mean, they don't.
Right, Bridget?
Oh, hell yeah. If she can straddle
Nicholas,
it's freaking.
Okay. She can do that to Jason, baby.
Never mind. Okay. Oh, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You don't have to do force it down my throat to make it a really good
thing.
Exactly.
Seriously. Yeah.
But yeah, it would be nice to see that Jason. And, oh God, would that be nice to see? Now I now that
you know what,
better by putting that for Jason and Liz in my mind. Now I can have a nice.
But you know
them.
What, that scene, you know that scene in his penthouse. It if the one that was on Straddle Day, and he picked her up
man.
And he took her
God.
Upstairs. Do you know he was sweating, boy? He was sweating, and some of his coworkers got on him and said, "Man, Steve, you know you sweating, man." So he said, "Hey, what do you expect? This is one of my best friend's wife." You know, I said, and I always thought, is there some kind of attraction there?
Well,
I
that is just
I mean, sometimes you have to be turned on. Come on, you're only human. You know. But maybe not.
I was? No, never mind.
Okay, well, no.
I was telling Carly, I was talking to her to one day about this. I go, you know how actors, they kind of get attracted to their co-stars? I mean, how do they keep from, like, you know, getting turned,
from
you know,
getting hard on?
Yeah.
Rise to the occasion?
I wonder how they do that. I mean, come on, that would be, you know, because some actors, some, like, you know, people are together in real life that have been on shows.
Like I said,
together.
You know, I mean, they're only human. Now,
well,
I
look
think
like
somebody
Spartacus.
Has...
Look at all that nakedness in Spartacus. How could you do that? I mean,
I know.
Can you imagine?
I know. Could you just imagine a little bit of it going up a little bit and, you know, and they have to, like,
Jeez.
Okay.
I mean, all the different, all the gyrations and everything. I said, how can you not? I was getting hard on. My God.
They must have to think about other things. They must have to keep that out of their mind. They just have to, maybe. Well, I've heard them interview people. It's so everybody's there, so it might be easier to not because it's so they've got so many people at them, so many cameras. It must be hard to not get that way because you know. I mean,
well, you know, Steve. Somebody asked Steve about you know love scenes, and he said. Well, it's all mechanical.
Yeah, that's right. What they were saying. Yeah.
Maybe sometimes it is, you know. But to me, I think that the best love scenes are when two people sort of have an attraction, you know. To me, this makes the best
well,
love scenes.
Well, there's some show that I watch, and I'm trying to think, God, they're actually together in real life, and I can't think of it right now. My mind is complete blank.
Mind in complete blank, your eyes.
Yeah, I don't. I know.
Welcome
about,
to my world.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying. They're actually. Oh, on. I was on Supernatural. Jared Padalecki plays Sam on there, and she only guest starred in. And Genevieve Cortez, she played Ruby the Demonie, and they had like. They're together in real life now, but during had an attract. They must have had a. There was a big sex scene with him and her in the show, and that turned into something after.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
they had an attraction,
sure
I guess. You know.
You know, because I was thinking about that the other day when I was reading stuff. I said, because Kelly Monaco, she don't never wear a bra. I mean, the girl, she don't.
Oh my God, you noticed that too.
She never wears a bra, and I'm wondering what Steve. I said, well, you know, he's a man.
Sometimes I feel like just squeezing the life out of her. You know, sometimes I just feel like I feel like going in the TV or something, and just like
okay, so
yanking her ass.
Oh, okay, so you. You get Sam and Bridget and I will get lucky.
Well, I don't like, I mean, I with Lucky, like I said, I've always liked Jonathan Jackson, but I just never liked him with Liz. I mean, I've always liked him with maybe Emily when they were kids. I mean, I was a fan of Lucky when he first came on, but then later on, I don't know, I just was never a big fan of Liz and Lucky and, I mean, but I,
I think if you were to put with somebody else, you know, like
right. I mean,
the way
whatever,
they're going right now, I could probably
whatever
know.
Whatever romantic chemistry they have when they were
yeah,
kids.
When
I mean,
this,
and,
yes.
And I can recall they got married in the church, you know, to each other and all, and the little
that
words
was just
they
like
said.
Your first
they were
love,
kids, but now
you know?
As adults, I'm sorry, I am just not feeling it for those two actors. I'm sorry. Now they obviously like each other. You know, they're friends, but I'm sorry, they're not doing it for me. But
and you know,
sure,
and the thing is, and the funny thing is that Jason has known her since she was a kid too, since she was like 17, and I think that's one of the reasons why I love Jason and Liz T, because he's known her forever, and
mm-hmm,
you know, they started
mm-hmm
out as friends, and you
as
can't
friends
say the same thing for
exactly
Sam, and you can't say the same thing for Sam. They were never
no
friends in the first place.
No.
So I mean. I don't know. Isn't it the best thing to be friends and then turn into lovers with Sam
yeah
and Jason? It was just like,
of course,
it was just like a, it was just like, you know, like a, an obligation or something on Carly's part, you know. But I knew as soon as Carly went to him, I knew that he was gonna fall for her and the baby. I just knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Something told me. God, I hated it. I mean, I tolerated
did
Courtney. I tolerated Courtney.
Yeah,
Jason,
but Courtney
and,
didn't
piss. I know, but she didn't piss me off as much as Sam.
No,
Sam,
yeah.
Sam.
No.
Oh, by the way.
What?
Here, you and I, I found out that a male calendar is going to suck the hell out of us.
Oh, fucking shit. You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
But remember, Bon Jovi is on.
Oh, my God. Is it a big shocker, Shirley? Is it a really big shocker?
Oh, now, Carly, why did you say something?
Oh.
Carly, what
oh
is wrong God with you? You have diarrhea of the mouth,
is
Carly.
Okay. I am not going to, like, get in
Carly
trouble.
Carly.
I'm not
going to
get in trouble, Leo on, and
oh
when we
God
talk on the phone at midnight,
Carly,
I like you moan me.
It's a big shocker, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is it, okay, is it a girl or a boy? Just put it that way. If you say a girl, then I know
go
it's
ahead,
a big
Carly
shocker.
Go ahead, Carly, you started it. Go
no
ahead.
No, okay.
No, all I said, okay.
No.
Go
you
ahead, Carly.
You know what? I'm going to go watch it right now. I'm going to go fast-forward it to the very end and see what happens. Because then I'll go back to watch Bon Jovi.
Hey, I just did not want her to get
oh
mad at me, Leo.
Yeah.
Now I know I'm never going to tell Carly any of my secrets.
Oh, wait, what's her secret?
She didn't really give it away, though. She just said it's a shocker. And oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, just remember what we were... Okay. Okay, okay, fine. Just remember what we were talking about before.
I'm getting closer. Oh, there's Chris Daughtry.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Commercial.
Okay,
do you
have any vodka?
Oh, you're kidding fucking me.
Nope.
Oh,
no.
My God. Wait a minute. I didn't go to the end yet. Okay. Oh, no. This is like a Jennifer Hudson year, how they did that.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I could have sworn he was going to be in the top two.
You know what? You and I were talking about
I thought
about
it was going to be him and Crystal. I thought they were going to be the two standing.
Oh, my
God. You know, and see, all day we were saying was Casey.
Oh, my God, Mike. Fucking shit, man.
Yeah. But don't worry. Somebody will come to him
he'll have a record deal.
He don't have to worry because he can be sort of annoying, but he is a performer. He's got a lot of stage presence. He's got talent. He ain't got nothing to worry about.
I'm gonna cry. I thought it was gonna be Casey.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, but Gia, I just don't want you to like walk along and have this reaction.
Oh my god, Mike. What the heck?
Yeah.
I was hoping it would have been Casey.
But you see, it's about popularity. It's not about talent anymore.
It's gonna come down to either Crystal or Lee now. I can't see in the top two.
I don't even try to guess no more.
And I thought my prediction was gonna be right. Fucking shit.
Okay, there's a reason why I wanted to tell because I knew this reaction. And when she gets kind of upset, she's kind of cute the way she does it.
Bridget,
because
though,
she
goes, I mean, surely you're right about how even though if you don't win it, he's going to go on.
I don't think he's that worried. Look, for all we know, Simon could have signed him, you know, and Randy, he's in the business. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess people just like that title. I was the American Idol. Well, Jennifer Hudson wasn't, and she won herself an Oscar.
She won
a Grammy. So you don't really need
Chris.
You know?
Chris was in the top five, too. Was Jennifer in the top five?
I thought she
Jennifer
was.
Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
She went down. She was in the top five. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that last night Michael said he had a goal of being in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he shouldn't have said that. Maybe he should not have said that.
Not true. Look, you know,
if it's going to be, it's going to be.
Words not going to change that, you know. But like I said, he'll be fine. He has nothing to worry about.
I'm not a Fantasia fan.
Fantasia. You know, now she was calmer tonight because usually she starts that screaming like Patti LaBelle, and I can't take that kind of singing. To me, this does nothing for me. But this was one of her better songs. I've never really been a big Fantasia fan. My sister
Is she really selling like records or what? Not records, but CDs now.
But she's not as
successful as
I'm gonna tell you who's also knocking him off the chart is Daughtry, who was also a guest.
I love him.
He's so freaking good. You know, on the show.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of fast forwarding through that.
Big Mike is going home.
That is so bad.
But really, they only go home for like 1 week more because
they start the tour and then they're going on tour. And they get paid for that.
Oh really?
I'm predicting it's gonna be Crystal. Yeah, they get paid for that. Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, I would think so. I wonder how much.
What do you think, Tara? You think Crystal's going to be the last woman standing?
I don't even try to guess no more. Well, I have been predicting her all along, but considering what happened tonight, I don't know now.
I know.
I have a feeling that maybe the white horse in this will be Lee. Or the black horse.
Lee is good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think all of them are going to sign some kind of contract, even Casey. I personally like Casey. And I think all of them are going to end up with contracts.
Okay, you guys, this is about the time that one of us gets booted off.
Yeah, and it's usually me. Babe, you know, I can see those little green men. I can see the spaceship hovering over my apartment. I can see them hovering. And then they're going to yank me up and pull me into the spaceship and take me away. And I'm still talking on the phone. I know. I can see it.
Oh, here's Daughtry.
He's so good.
Daughtry good. You know, if They could just have like a dog tree and spinelli's. I don't know. It's like
now
a
how
combo.
The hell you get spinelli out of this?
Because, okay, I don't.
I
cannot explain it.
Sentence.
I cannot explain it.
No,
I'm,
I don't know.
Like,
no, thank you.
That, I don't know, I'm trying, yeah, that is, like, not a very good, you know,
I know, but, you know, just, but Bon Jovi is also on, which I'm happy.
Yeah, I like Bon Jovi. They've been around for a long time, too, Bon Jovi, and he also acts. He's a pretty good actor.
Oh yeah,
well,
he was in this really good movie called Moonlight and Valentino.
Yeah.
Okay. And that movie was really good. He was really good in it.
Oh yeah, like I said, he's a pretty good actor. Pretty good.
You know, I'm still like laughing in my mind about earlier with the dogs out in the.
Are you okay?
In the front.
Oh gosh.
Earlier, my dog came into my room and I was just like laughing in my mind. I was just like, I can't believe that happened. It's as if they're running free or something. They're running free outside or whatever, and then he sees my car and he jumps up on the car and scares the shit out of me.
Okay, it's Star Sanders.
That's Foster is something else, huh?
Yeah, well, it's Star Sanders.
First I see him, and then I see the little one. I'm like, oh, my gosh. The little one,
well,
they're both out. The gate was open.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that sounds like my daughter's dog, Jazzy. Boy, when she gets out, she runs the neighborhood, and they used to chase her. And Tracy said, I'm not chasing that dog because that dog knows this neighborhood better than me. And she comes, you know, she comes back after a while, and Tracy said, get in this house. Get
I'm
in
hungry.
This house.
I got the munchies right now.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. I got the munchies right now. And I got to do a lot of dishes tomorrow. It's like all bad.
What's happening with your ice cream cake? Is it all gone?
No, it's all gone. It's not actually ice cream cake anymore. It's just turned out to be like a... It's all messed up now. It's all over the place in the refrigerator.
But just imagine instead of a dog scaring your bicycle, my 7-year-old niece, we were going over to my brother's and we were walking to the door and their van was right there. And she goes, boo, and scared my grandma and me have a death. And my grandma almost fell over because... The way Annabelle did, they scared her.
Daddy,
so me,
tonight.
Okay, so me being a really good aunt, I go, Oma and Oprah are coming over in a little bit. So, why don't you stay out here and scare them?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did that happen?
Yeah, because and she got my dad good. I gotta admit it. She really scared my dad, and I'm not supposed to give her any more ideas like that.
Yeah, there's no utensils at all. I gotta do this really bad.
Okay.
No more bowls or no more spoons.
Okay, but remember what I said about the whole people place theory.
Shit, man, look, it's really bad. Man.
Okay. Okay, we haven't lost
Google
yet.
I'm a procrastinator at school now, and I'm a procrastinator doing dishes.
Yeah, but who really wants
to?
Who really wants to?
Under the bed.
Is Bridget still here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
She's joining the conversation.
Yeah, I'm half asleep, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I'm crashing.
It seems like it's a pattern. You get sleepy, and then I get zapped off.
Well, the weather's been real shitty this last couple days, so it's making me even more tired.
What?
Really?
We had 3 feet
maybe
of snow yesterday.
Oh, you serious?
No. Oh, my God. Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
You should call it a night then. I think I'm going to
When does it get warm for you, Bridget? When does warm come?
Jill?
I'm going to, yes?
I knew
call me a midnight.
I will. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye, Chair.
Bye. Bye.
So when will you, when will it be like, not snowing anymore for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. Usually it starts getting nice, but it starts snowing and 3 feet later and, you know.
Okay, so I got
a 70s by Sunday though, so we'll see.
I got a stupid question. When it's only 3 feet like that, do they still have school and everything?
Oh, well, we haven't had a snow day in a long time.
Okay, because here, if we have, like, I'm not kidding you guys, like an inch, the whole friggin' town is closed. Everything is closed down because Washington people do not know how to drive in the snow.
Wow. Huh. No, it takes a lot for us to have a snow day.
That sounds something like when I used to live in Rochester, New York, you know, because Rochester and Buffalo, which is in, like, the snow belt, and, you know, those people are so used to snow, and they never had any kind of a snow day.
Yep.
Schools were always open because, you know, that was part of their everything, you know, they were so used to it, so they were always prepared. So the roads were always cleared away and whatnot. Now, when I used to live in New York, you get a couple of inches and your ass is grass, baby, because, you know, we're not used to all, you know,
Well, yeah, that's how it is here. And last Christmas, 2 weeks before Christmas, it snowed for like 2 weeks straight here.
Wow.
And you know, I feel so sorry for the kids. Not that they love it.
Oh, the kids love it.
They had to make school up between that and then their school went on strike the first part of the year. So they were making up to like July 4th almost. But my sister-in-law pulled them out before because we had a family vacation, and a lot of people were pulling their kids out like the last 3 days of school because really there was no point, and it was almost the 4th of July, but they were so happy for 2 weeks. And it snowed on Christmas, and I got my boots on to go over my brother's, and when we were walking in the yard, you could barely walk. Every time you walk, you fall in the snow.
Wow.
Oh, my God, but I feel so sorry for you that you guys are getting snow still.
Well, it helps with the green, though. In the end, it'll all go down the ground.
But I think everywhere I have been having weird weather. Did you hear about the tornadoes in Oklahoma?
I know. Mother Nature's not happy.
No.
Not happy
a bad
with
day.
What's going on.
Yeah.
But
what are you going to do?
Yeah, it is what it is. Can't help it.
That's it, baby.
You know,
go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
You know what I was going to say? You know, like on days and how they make it snow sometimes on days, but it's out in L.A., I'm thinking, they make that snow look real sometimes. I mean, not
the
totally.
The snow machines work
well,
wonders.
I was getting ready to say, they have snow machines.
Yeah, and it makes it look just as real as the real stuff.
So I know Susan's going to just crawl in bed, put the TV on and fall asleep, and Bridget's going to do the same thing.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's what I'm saying.
Heck with the TV. I'm just
turning
it off and going to sleep.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Are you guys coming Friday night for Ladies on Radio?
I'll see. What time? What time is it?
She? Yeah, 9 her time, but 7 here, Bridget.
I have to see.
So it's 7 o'clock. So it's 7 o'clock.
I got a 4-day weekend, so I don't know what I'll be doing.
Oh, that's fun for you to have a 4-day weekend.
Well, I took my personal days off for school because if we don't take them, we lose them.
You lose.
So I took a 4-day weekend so I could kind of catch up on my gardening and all that stuff. So.
And oh, and this Memorial Day on that Monday, they are not airing any new soap. It will be repeats.
Yep, and
yeah,
the GH repeat is going to be when Sunny shoots Dante.
Oh, really?
Yep,
oh,
that they already said it on RTN.
Okay.
The one where Sunny shoots Dante.
But I don't know if Days of a Life will be a repeat or if that will be new because Days of a Life usually
they always
don't
do it live, though. I don't think there'll be a repeat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be live.
Yeah, that's
I
what
think
I think.
CBS shows are always live.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's only the ABC shows that can't seem to keep it up.
Yeah, and I hate when they do that, like, 4th of July, too, when, like, you're actually home and somewhat bored and they put a repeat on. Like, come on, you guys.
Well, I guess
our lives always
people are having cookouts and stuff like that and people aren't home. That's why they're not going to waste, you know, that's why they don't do it and they show repeats, you know. I don't know.
Okay, well,
it doesn't matter.
I know. I will talk to you guys on Monday.
Okay, honey.
Okay,
night,
you guys.
Bye, Bridget.
Bye.
Shirley.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Carly. Bye-bye.